First, live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, new rules are coming out on smog?
That's right, Steve. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to propose reducing permissible smog levels from 80 parts per billion to 70 to 75 parts per billion. Now, that's a little higher than the agency's own scientists recommended, and environmentalists are lukewarm at best.
We are thankful that the EPA is moving forward, but the standard should even be tighter than what is being proposed.
Fred Krupp of Environmental Defense. A lot of business groups want to keep the current guidelines, and the EPA says it is prepared to listen to any objections.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House.
We must promote civilian nuclear power.
President Bush will reemphasize that message today in a visit to the Browns Ferry nuclear plant in Alabama. Environmentalists say it's an ironic place to spotlight the issue, since the plant only recently came back online, 22 years after it was shut down because of safety concerns. The White House says Browns Ferry is a different facility now. The plant operator insists it's safe and dependable. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Just how does the hospital near you stack up when it comes to treating heart problems? CBS's Wyatt Andrews in Washington says there's going to be a new way to find out.
It amounts to an internet report card from Medicare on the nation's hospitals. Specifically, Medicare is going to announce that it will post on its website the death rate from heart attacks and heart failures at all hospitals that report into the Medicare system. So patients will be able to compare whether their local hospital is standard or substandard in the treatment of heart attacks.
There's health news today for women. It's about the risk of hormone replacement therapy and menopause.
There has been a scare caused by studies showing that hormone replacement therapy increases stroke and heart disease risks. Now, in the New England Journal of Medicine, researchers say those findings were skewed by the greater incidence of heart disease in older women. Between 50 and 59, when arteries are generally clear, estrogen can reduce by up to 60% the risk they'll become clogged. Dr. Richard Karras of Tufts New England Medical Center.
Younger women who are seeking hormone therapy to help reduce menopausal symptoms should not be unduly afraid that they're risking an increase in heart disease.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Street justice was swift, brutal, and deadly in Austin, Texas. Witnesses say an angry mob dragged a man from his car and beat him to death after the vehicle hit and injured a small girl.
I said about 25 to 30 people were jumping on this guy, hitting him in and everywhere, kicking him, stomping him.
40-year-old David Morales was a passenger in the car. He was attacked when he defended the driver, who managed to get away. He's now cooperating with investigators. In New York's Catskill Mountains, four people are still missing after Tuesday night's flash flooding.
The suddenness of it made it a more devastating event. However, the fact that the waters have receded quickly is aiding us in our rescue efforts.
State Police Major Kevin Malinari, 8 inches of rain fell during a 4-hour stretch. It could be several days before some residents are allowed to go back into their flooded homes. Time on the World News Roundup now is 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A break from strong winds and a successful operation using fire to fight fire have helped crews gain ground against that 1,800-acre blaze west of Glenwood Springs. Even Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio is pretty impressed by the resources being marshaled against this fire.
We have over 200 people on this fire, and if you've been watching the air show, we have more aircraft on this fire than I have ever seen in any fire ever.
But today, firefighters will face more hot, dry weather and afternoon gusts as they try to beat down that blaze. They've contained 50% of the fire, which has forced the evacuation of 90 homes in rugged mountains about 160 miles west of Denver. The Cheeseman Reservoir south of Denver is now open to anglers for the first time since the massive Hayman wildfire of 2002. Erosion from hillsides left barren by the fire dumped tons of mud, ash, and decomposed granite into that reservoir 30 miles southwest of Denver. And delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Denver next year are scoping out the 17,000 hotel rooms they'll need for their get-together next August and tackling such logistical issues as transportation, lodging, and security. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Oh, virtually delay-free around the metro area. We've got good speeds along I-70 out around DIA. No problems out of Wheat Ridge and running clear along I-25 crossing the city. Southbound lanes definitely getting busy through Thornton and North Glen. Eastbound 270 pretty well stacked up right now. We did have a Car fire southbound Broadway at Dry Creek. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, first day of summer officially. It's going to be sunny and hot with a high of 96. Tonight, isolated...
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
I don't do science. I can't even pronounce spina bifida. I am the President of the United States, and I take it as my bailiwick to remain in everlasting ignorance, because that's what I'm good at, folks. That's really what I'm good at. I'm good at posing for pictures. He had the effrontery to hug Caitlin McNamara, Middletown, Connecticut, who has spina bifida, whose disease he mispronounced. And I mispronounce stuff all the time, so I'm not going to pick on him too much about that because I have that sin myself sometimes. But I have to tell you, watching him lean over, pose for pictures. You know, why don't you pose for pictures with the dead coming back from Iraq, George? Why don't you pose with the people that you just doomed to a hopeless existence because you can't be bothered to believe 80 Nobel laureates? Why don't you just ignore, oh, evolution? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these guys believe the world is still flat, would you? I mean, it's just like, I don't know, Laura. Is the world still flat? Could you look that up for me, please? Because I just kind of don't get it. Here's the thing. Stem cells from embryos can form into a cell of a body, so they hold promise for combating Parkinson's, spinal cord injuries, strokes. They can be harvested from bone marrow and umbilical cords, but researchers are making advances in collecting them from other sources as well. But they're not as versatile as embryonic stem cells. These embryos are sitting in frozen tanks. That's where they are. No one's ever going to get them out. And despite Dave Ross's gentle encouragement, and I love Dave Ross and his work, here we go. I mean, it's like, hey, you know, I don't think anybody's going to gently go into this good day on summer solstice day. Happy solstice, everyone. Happy summer. But I don't think everybody's going to get right up and go, you know what? I think I'll go out and adopt an embryo today. Do you? Because what would happen if you took it out of the tank? Is it going to get up and walk out of the petri dish? No. And I'm being a little ridiculous here because I know that the sanctity of life means a lot to some religious people. And you know what? I, as a religious person myself, or as a spiritual person myself, I prefer to think of myself, although I do follow and am a religious, I go to religious services. I sit and think, you know, what am I? What is my thought on this? And the reality is, you know what? I don't presume to know the mind of the Almighty. I'm not sure when the spark of life is. But, you know, in Colorado, if you don't think this is germane to us in Colorado, guess what? They're trying to come up with, and the abortion foes are at it again. They're going to try to put another one on the ballot saying, life begins at conception. Well, here's the problem with that. Does that suddenly criminalize miscarriage? You're going to come arrest you if you miscarry of your baby? Are they going to come arrest you if you drink coffee when you're pregnant? I mean, this is the kind of minutiae that you have to think about. Because, and maybe I'm all fired up because tomorrow I'm going to have the luxury of playing Alice Paul, the original, the suffragette. And if you don't know about Alice Paul, Google her. Because I've been amazed learning about her. What a woman. I mean, nonviolent, resistant. She chained herself to the front of the White House, honey. Chained herself to the front of the White House. She's the one in the movie Iron Angels who gets a feeding tube jammed down her throat, played by Hilary Swank, to force her to eat because she dares to stand up to Woodrow Wilson during wartime to say, you know what, these decisions are so important, I just think women should really be voting on them. We owe her a great debt, you and I, women, because this woman stood up for our rights. Now, where are people standing up for our rights today? Well, you know, I'm not sure it's as easy in this day and time. If you change yourself to the front of the White House today over embryonic stem cell research or over the war, do you think you could accomplish as much? And you know what? I'm not sure. We've had massive demonstrations against the war. We have had protest after protest. Sydney Sheehan finally went home and and said, you know what, I'm tired, I can't do this anymore right now. And I don't blame her. I don't blame her. I think one of the things that we have to realize is this administration is going to do whatever they like. And I use the royal we at the top of the show in part because that's exactly who they are. 303-713-7600. We're just peons living in their world. But I do. I can't exist in a vacuum without hope. I have people in my family who have multiple sclerosis, juvenile diabetes. My beloved nephew was diagnosed with diabetes. This rips me up that he would deny our ability to investigate and to do better science. But these guys aren't about human intelligence of any sort, whether it's on the ground in Iraq or Iran, or whether it is in our scientific halls. They don't care. They don't believe. And see, here's my personal belief, in case you care. It is that if we were endowed by our Creator with a brain, and I believe we were, then we're supposed to use it. We are supposed to think. We are supposed to leave some of the big spiritual and religious decisions up to him. I agree with Thomas Jefferson. This is not about what we believe is supernatural. If I have a faith in a being unseen, that's my personal belief. That doesn't mean I get to come over to your house and whap you over the head and say, Judaism's great, you should become one right now, come on, let's go. That's not the point. The point is we live in a pluralistic society. We live in a great country. We live in a country so great and so wonderful that we have a constitution that gives us, there's a movement now not to call it separation of church and state, but to call it equal rights or equal access. And you know what? That's what it means. It means that religious people are free to pursue, to believe what they like without government interference. And likewise, religious people do not have the right to imbue our lives with their opinions and their beliefs and their restrictions. And I don't care if you're a Muslim, I don't care if you are Hindu, I don't care if you're a Jew, I don't care if you're a Christian. That is fine with me. Please follow, or none of the above, or an atheist. Please, 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 believe what you believe. Believe it passionately. Believe it well. Do good work. Be kind to each other. Follow the golden rule. But do not try to inculcate it, infuse it, as the President of the United States does so sanctimoniously, so self-righteously. This guy is all about self-righteousness, isn't he? Destroying human life in hopes of saving human life is not ethical, and it is the only option before us. Nonsense. These things, do you really think, I just need to know if you believe in the President's stance. Are you going to go out and adopt an embryo today? Because that's the logical extension of your stance, because you're leaving those poor people all frozen, you know, sub-zero. That's where you're leaving them. See, and when you get into that, you're just like, oh, well, that's silly. They can't get out of there and walk on their own. That's not. Of course it's not. There is another spark that needs to be involved. And I don't presume to know the mind of the Almighty, to presume what that is or to tell you what it is. So how could this president? Now, one of the things I want to talk about this morning is this. What will life be like without George W. Bush? And what will life be like, my friends? We can go back to being one of the leaders in scientific thought in the world. We can go back to being one of the leaders in showing people an ethical way to behave in a government. We will not torture. We will not incarcerate in ad infinitum. We will close Guantanamo Bay. We will have cafe standards that are strong and have teeth. We may even have that anyway. We will have an energy policy that makes sense. They're actually talking about taxing the oil companies. Bravo! Make him veto that. Make him veto that, please. Show him. Make him show his true colors. What will life be like without George Bush? We can all think, believe, and treasure our country again. What a positive thought. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences or immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Let's talk about more. The kind of more you get from a really smart buy, like buying a Hyundai. Starting with the Hyundai Sonata, with more standard safety features than Toyota Camry. Or the Hyundai Santa Fe, deemed more athletic than a Honda Pilot by theCarConnection.com. Or the Azera, with more warranty coverage than any luxury brand. Now let's talk about more money in your pocket. Because right now, you can get more with great deals across the lot. Like the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. It's just $249 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. So you get more, and you make a smart buy even smarter. But this offer only lasts for a few more days. So visit a Hyundai dealer before July 2nd and get more with the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. Just $249 a month. See dealer for limited warranty details. Includes $0 security deposit. Excludes tax, title, license, and fees. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease and price. Negotiated at signing. Except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit, insurance approval, and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 303-372-2917.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Caitlin was born with spina bifida.
Caitlin was born with spina bifida, and our president doesn't understand science, sad, but true. 303-713-7600. Look, I respect your private religious beliefs. I applaud them even, as long as they don't try to take over my government and interfere. I'm a U.S. citizen. I grew up believing that we have the protection of the Constitution. Of course, here lately, you wouldn't really know that. If you had dropped down from Mars and you lived in our country, you'd say, what Constitution? You guys have laws? You have habeas corpus? But how come you're incarcerating people for years on end and never letting them out? Why, if you have separation of church and state, or you have equal rights for everyone, why would you sit and be just being a Luddite in science? Why would you, and no offense to Luddites, by the way, why would you be ignoring prominent scientific thought? Why would you want to do that if you were at the vanguard of intellectual world enthusiasms? I was going to say domination, but let's face it, we're not really dominating anymore, are we? We're a mess. 6:24 in the morning, but I have hope. There's going to be a greening of America. There is purple majesty in us somewhere, and I'll talk more about that coming up. Check out my website at aaronhartshow.com. I want you to be involved in my new enthusiasm and my new project as well, and that's at erinhartshow.com. Kathleen in Littleton, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Jay Marvin Show.
Good morning, Erin. It's nice to hear you again.
Thank you.
I always enjoy when you fill in.
Me too.
First of all, I had in vitro, so I'm very familiar with these little cells, and I wish people wouldn't call them embryonic cells. They're not embryos. they're blastocytes. They're a bunch of cells that can't hold life. And if they truly were embryos and had life, when they put them in the women, so many of them wouldn't fail. I agree with you. There is a spark or something that cannot be done by science, man, or whatever for the women who have in vitro. Basically, it's not up to us. The scientists do everything they can to produce babies, but it still fails. So these are not embryos in whatsoever, and that's sort of like a way for the Republicans or the right-wingers to make it sound so terrible what we're doing.
And I object to that. I really do. I work very hard, and it's very hard because I do want to call George Bush a baby killer sometimes. I do. But I try to resist that urge because I'd rather discuss his policies and why I believe they're wrong and why I believe they're also criminal. And I believe we also are made a huge, giant mistake in Iraq, for example. And I think we're making huge, giant mistakes in denying scientific advance and research in our country. But I try not to take cheap shots. And they take every opportunity to take cheap shots sometimes, some of them.
Some of them, most of them, and I think until the Democrats somewhat step up and start using their own cheap shots at these guys.
So you
for example, well, I'm sorry, for example,
no, you would excuse
think,
me if I said baby killer. Go ahead.
Well, you know, he is a baby killer or a person killer, let's put it that way. If he respects life, it's not from just conception, it's all the way to the end.
Well, that's it. See, it's after you're a blastocyte, apparently, you're no price to them because they won't protect you overseas. They won't get the right equipment to protect you overseas. They won't, you know, and then that's the part that just stymies me is how could you possibly perpetrate yourself as somebody that loves life when you do nothing but try to deny it later?
Exactly. Or to help take care of that life once it comes into being.
Oh, God help you if you need medical care. God help you if you need federal funds. Goodness gracious me, no. Then it's a nanny in a welfare state and something mean-spirited. I know what you mean. I've argued for years that we should fight back being as nasty. But you know what? I'm not sure that left-wingers are as nasty, are as able to totally divorce themselves from rational intellectual thought and discussion and just sling mud and call names. I've been thinking about it a lot lately, but I want to listen to you, too. You think it'd be better if we just stood up on our hind legs and fought back that way?
Well, what reminds me of this is if you go back to Hitler, everyone says, why didn't the Jews stand up? Why didn't they fight? Why didn't they, you know, scream and holler at the world, look what they're doing to us?
Well, the reality is they often did, but the message didn't get out, and they did resist in several spots, but that doesn't often get told. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I understand, but are we doing something similar? Are we letting people take over us by not getting nasty and down in the dirt with them? Is what I kind of wonder sometimes. Is it more important to be nice and be ourselves
and play well with others?
Yes, or take back our country.
Yeah.
And it's a dilemma I have.
No, and it really is. It is what is at stake. It is our country. And I think how much they dismiss it and how many mistakes they have made by underestimating, by really believing and treating people as if they are less than nothing. That's exactly why we're in Iraq. They just figured, well, we can just go run right over them. Who cares? They'll bow down to us and say thank you for invading their country. You know, I mean, they really didn't. I think they also had their own agendas and their own designs on it, and this involves the military-industrial complex. But I really do believe that they believe they were absolutely empowered by God to go in there and to hell with everybody else's thoughts. And that's a very dangerous road to travel down. And that's the one I'm talking about that I hesitate to embrace, which is the attitude of total moral certitude, that it's your way, your certitude, that it's your way or no way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, thank you for your expert opinion, and thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate it, Kathleen.
Have a good day.
Thank you. And I don't, Kip in Louisville, I want to take you, but I've got to kind of dance to a break. Kip, can I talk to you for a second? Are you willing to hang in over the break? Kip? Oh, I guess Kip's not there. All right.
No, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Kip. Listen, no, it's just a little bit of a delay. Listen, do you mind holding over the break? Can you?
It's just a commercial, right?
Yeah, it's just a break. It's just a traffic break with Gina Michaels. Swell, I'm sorry, but I want to give you full due. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show at 6:30 in the morning. Good morning. We're going to go to progressive traffic with Gina Michaels, and then we'll be right back with your phone calls, including Kip in Louisville, coming right up.
Thanks, Aaron. We have a crash with a car on fire has southbound Broadway blocked at Dry Creek, so avoid that intersection if you can. Usual delays for this time of the commute, southbound 25 from 104th to 84th, and eastbound 270, I-76 to Vasquez. Got a pretty nice drive through the high country. You just want to keep in mind crews going to be out paving today, eastbound lanes near Silverthorne. That'll be just west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. Weather outlook today, sunny and hot again with a high of 96, currently under fair skies at 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. Next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Supers for a great selection of gift cards.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Welcome home buyers to the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. The results are in.
All these ways to save and a 10-year warranty, I give Pulte Homes a 10.
What a home. We saved big and got premium fixtures and appliances standard. A perfect 10 for Pulte Homes. June 22nd to the 24th, save big on your new home during the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. Check out Pulte.com/sale for a neighborhood near you. Incentives vary by region and subject to change. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I made it clear to Congress and to the American people that I will not allow our nation to cross this moral line. Last year, Congress passed a similar bill. I kept my promise by vetoing it. And today, I'm keeping my word again. I'm vetoing the bill that Congress has sent.
Keeping your word, George W. Bush, when you have broken it every single other way, when you try to demonize and fire prosecutors, for which you're going to pay, by the way, 40,000 emails or whatever, 51 missing. Oh, please, we keep our word. We tortured people. We rendered them. We started a war with we had no business being involved in. He wants to lecture us morally. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just lose my sense of humor with that man. I'm not sorry. Kip, thank you for waiting in Louisville. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, this comes from a president that likes to state things like bring it on and don't mess with us or we will kill you. And it's all kind of part of a more general theme from, you know, people like our Texecutioner, that it's not really about the sanctity of life. It's about the authoritative decision of who gets to live or die. You know, this war was our war of choice. It shows completely evident in the newamericancentury.org that signatures like Donald Rumsfeld had signed that document
yep.
back in 1998. This was the war that we wanted all along, and it really kind of proves that Rumsfeld had, from the time that they stopped the recount in Florida, to start building the army you want. But,
oh, yeah. He was destined. He wanted to do that from the beginning.
Yeah, but they wouldn't do it. And, you know, in spite of this imminent war that they wanted, they were just looking for, you know, for the right hook. Enter 9/11 fed completely into their purpose very well. They wanted this all along, and I just really think that they, like, for instance, the two tax cuts that they had,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how much would that pay for?
Oh, it, you know, 50 million people without health insurance would cover a good bunch. We could have probably started a great biogas project in Afghanistan, helped build a lot of schools to counter the influence of the madrasas, educated women, because when women are educated, countries usually thrive. Well, actually, I can't think of a country that has not thrived when their women are educated and allowed to vote and fully participate in society. I am tooting our own horn, because women, you need both sexes. You need both sides of humanity involved in a country's life. And when you have that, quite often, I don't know what's happened in the women in this country who are not voting, by the way. And if you're a woman who's not registered to vote, I want to talk to you this morning. I want to bend your ear, because you are the one who care. Women in particular, single women, married women, we have the power to change this country in our hands. And we are underrepresented in voting, and that's a shame given the history of the suffragette movement, given the history of this country, given everything that has gone on lately. Don't you think?
I have something that's right along the lines of that subject. I mean, when it comes to women's rights,
mm-hmm.
I really think that, you know, with these continuing challenges to Roe versus Wade, I think it's time to really start changing the language, because there's a term that I like and I like to use, and that is that we're not really talking about, you know, pro-life versus pro-choice. It's really kind of anti-choice versus pro-gestation slavery.
Yeah, pro-gestation slavery is a little cumbersome, but I know exactly what you mean. No, but you're right.
Well, no, that cuts right to the heart of what we're talking about.
No, it absolutely does, because you're absolutely right. It is about the control and domination of women. That is ultimately what this is all about. That's what this is about. That is at the foundation of this issue. That's what it means. That's why I opened with elliptically referring to Alice Paul. It is at the heart of this issue, Kip. You're absolutely right. This is about the control and subjugation and domination of women. That's what it's about. And that's, you know, and this particular administration has had an abomination of a record on women's rights. Why any self-respecting woman, well, look at the women who support them.
W is for war, W is not for women.
No, very good. Thank you, Kip. Thank you. No flies on you this morning. It's 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. You know, but this is true, isn't it? It really is about the control, subjugation, and domination of women. If you're going into, it's like tearing apart the families in Iraq, blowing things up. I mean, yesterday, 60 people were killed yet again by another bomb that we, you know, that Fox News wants us to yawn and go, you know, I'd prefer to talk about Anna Nicole Smith. You know, I think you have that clip, John, of Bill O'Reilly saying obscenities about the coverage of the war, and, oh, we shouldn't be talking about that. Let's talk about real stupid stuff. Let's listen to Bill O'Reilly for a second just to see exactly what I'm talking about. The right doesn't want you to know.
Dead Afghan kids killed in an American airstrike. NBC News is jazzed.
See what I mean? If you report it, then you're happy about it. What kind of nonsense is that? He also, I love Keith Olbermann, and Keith Olbermann had a great point last night. I mean, these guys are ignoramuses. Now, we all make mistakes, and none of us are geniuses, as far as I know, maybe a few of us, but I wouldn't count myself in that group. But when we sit and talk about history, this guy, O'Reilly, the other day on his show, says basically that, oh, in World War II, Roosevelt was, you know, he was totally against showing the war dead. He didn't want to show the war dead. He reversed that decision. He began to show the war dead because he thought it would help enlist the support of the American people to the cause against true world domination, true despotism, true horrifying imperialistic. I mean, not that Saddam Hussein wasn't evil, but let me tell you something. The war against Hitler and the war against that kind of power mongering is infinitely more righteous than this. Now, all war is upsetting. All war. I wish we could all avoid it. And I have this hope and this dream, and it might be naive, that the more that women become involved, the more that women insist that their opinions matter and that their bodies matter, literally, that their beings matter from start to finish, whenever you believe the start is, then what we need to do is definitely embrace the idea that war is, should be the absolute ultimate result to be avoided at absolutely every single turn we could possibly imagine. Now, I understood going into Afghanistan. I did. But going into Iraq was an absolute... And you know what? I keep thinking about it this week because I heard Hillary yet again, you know, weasel her way around her vote and on the war and everything else. And you know, I haven't made up my mind about the 2008 elections. I have not. But when I consider Senator Bob Graham, and he was so compelling, I remember exactly when he said, you know, I've read the intelligence estimate. And this is a guy who was a hawk. This guy is not, you know, any wimp when it came to national security, Senator Bob Graham. Unfortunately, he didn't grab the country's imagination in terms of running for president. But he came out of those readings, and he actually read the whole estimate. And he came out and voted against the war vote because he knew that their intelligence was bad, because he'd been covering intelligence issues for a very long time, and he knew from reading it that there was enough objection to it that they were fantasizing and they were building a case that was not true. I remember him. He was part of what made my decision as a talk show host to come out and oppose the war against Iraq before we started it. So, and I was against the war before it started. It's 303-713-7600. But I need to have hope, and one of the reasons I have hope is because this will come to an end. Unless they declare martial law and take over our country in a way I can't possibly fathom right now and hope to God never happens. Talk about pray for the dead and fight like hell for a living. We'll really have to do with that then. But I imagine that after this horrible, I mean, these guys have destroyed, as Fareed Zakaria wrote recently in Newsweek, they have destroyed decades of international goodwill, alienated our allies, emboldened our enemies, and have solved very few, if any, of our international problems. I long for the day when we have a Senate and a House who can actually get something done and override vetoes. And they are already starting to get things accomplished. They are eliminating, you know, CAFE standards will be going up. They will be taxing oil companies. They will be doing a number of things to slowly try to drag our country into the 21st century, out of the medieval, frightening ignorance we have been living in, thanks to the people who are in charge now, who have no regard for the rule of law, no regard for habeas corpus, and certainly no regard for the rights of women, the rights of children, and the rights of man. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in and feisty in the morning, 6:44 in the Mile High. Good morning. I'm giving myself a stretch. You do that, too. 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you this fine morning. More news coming up next, too. Check out AaronHartShow.com, please. Thank you. And here is Gina Michaels with traffic.
Thanks, Aaron. Looks like we are dealing with a crash now on the diagonal. This is going to be eastbound lanes. That's Longmont bound just south of Niwot. So watch out for possible delays there. Otherwise, a pretty good ride around the Denver metro area. We don't have any wrecks to report on the highways, just heavy traffic. Of course, along southbound I-25, getting out of Thornton and North Glen and again into downtown, 38 to Spear. Still dealing with that wreck that turned into a car fire southbound Broadway at Dry Creek. Weather outlook today. Well, first day of summer officially, and it's going to be a sunny and hot one with a high of 96. Tonight looks like we could get some isolated evening storms, gusty winds with a temperature of 60, and under fair skies right now, it's 68 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new 07 Eclipse for just $16,988.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licenses.
60.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Or because you haven't made employee payroll deposits? Relax. Call Effectura and see how quickly it can be taken care of. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. Effectura is staffed by professionals, many of whom have worked for the IRS. So we understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call now. 1-800-500-9424. That's 1-800-500-9424. 1-800-500-9424.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Bear.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Hi, this is Ty Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
Now you can save 20 to 40% on ink at Staples. Just join Staples Rewards. Restock with multi-packs and recycle your empty ink in-store. Stop in today and save big. HP fax cartridges not included.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We have a good chance to put aside all the politics, focus on a good piece of legislation that advances science and doesn't cross an ethical line.
Ah, what a sanctimonious tweet! 303-713-7600. With him, you want to sing, please stop, please stop. By the way, I loved The Sopranos ending. Lots of people hated it. I loved it. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that a little later. We will talk about Hillary's version of The Sopranos, and we'll talk about Hillary's new theme song. Oh, stop it. Okay, Jason in Castle Rock, good morning. So do you think that George W. Bush and his policies are all about the domination and subjugation of women, or what?
Oh, very much so. I mean, I've always wanted right-wing and... They have the pro, or I'm sorry, they're against the abortions, you know. But at the same time, once the child's born, they don't tax for schools, they don't supply health care for these children. It seems like a juxtaposition of what they say they are standing for, you know? So
yeah,
if they're really pro-life, why don't they do these things, you know?
Well, see, and that's the thing. If you're really pro-life, why don't we take care of the elderly? If you're really pro-life, why don't you make sure that there'll be Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security for everyone for as long as we need it? If you really are pro-life, why don't you make sure that there are good, secure jobs in this country for, and make sure our middle class is shored up rather than trying to decimate it and destroy it?
Well, exactly. I mean, for example, I'm driving to Golden right now to go to a job that has a decent wage, you know, from Castle Rock.
Right.
But, I mean, if somebody's really pro-life, they're not going to support abortion, but they're not going to support war. They're not going to support burning fossil fuels. I mean, that have proven time and time again to create carcinogens, put holes in the ozone layer. I mean, it's just a huge juxtaposition from where they're supposed to be coming from.
I know. Did you see Mitch McConnell's comment, the majority leader, Senate majority leader, right-wing, very right-wing Republican? And he was basically talking about this new energy bill has a lot of good points about it, but the liquefaction of coal, not so much, you know what I mean? Because it actually burns more polluting than ever. Maybe that's why the EPA is going, well, maybe we won't reduce too much parts per million. But you know, the new liquid coal stuff, that'll pollute us even more. But his comment was, and there's a lot of it in his state, we have so much of it. And it's like, and why don't we figure out something else to do with it then?
I mean, the economy that they started is based on the whole idea that the fossil fuels.
Oh, dang it. You're breaking up a bit. Go ahead and try to finish your thought, Jason. You're breaking up a little. No, you're gone. I'm sorry. Barbara, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey.
I really think that women have to quit bashing women and your remarks about Hillary and saying, instead of saying, I believe that that vote was wrong, I believe her decision was wrong on that, you weasel a lot of it. You don't say that about men.
I would.
No.
Oh, I do say it about men. Oh, I do. I mean, you can fault me for using the word weasel, but I have used, I am supremely confident I use it about men all the time. I've used it about George Bush probably earlier in this show.
Well, that's different.
I mean, no, I'm not. I don't only think women are weasels, for God's sake. But you know what? I would be a sexist. I'll tell you what, Barbara. I would be a sexist if I did call George Bush a weasel and I didn't call Hillary a weasel when I thought she was one.
Well,
now that would be sexist.
She said, with the knowledge I had, that's why I voted. And I don't know why.
Okay, here's where I got mad at her.
The Democrats are getting down on her.
Well, here's why. Here's why I got mad at her. And here's why. Exactly why. Bob Graham went into the secure room and read that entire 90-page report. When he came out and read from reading that 90-page, and a lot of this has come out recently. A lot of this we did not know until recently, okay, very recently, because there are a bunch of new books, Hillary bashing books, and I think some of them are mean-spirited and wrong, by the way. I may vote for Hillary with gusto, but I got to call him as I see him. And here's what she did. She did not go and read the entire intelligence estimate. Neither did John Edwards, by the way. And, of course, Barack Obama wouldn't be allowed to because he didn't have the security clearance. They had to, the Bush administration made it as hard on them as possible. They had to go to a very secure room. They could not bring pencils and papers. They had to go in and read it. But the reality is she relied on being briefed by administration officials and some of her own folks, too, on the synopses of that intelligence report. What's the problem with that? Most of the objections to the intelligence, most of the concerns, which Bob Graham tried to bring to light and talk about, so she can't use the excuse that people weren't talking about it. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I had always presumed that she read it and she just made her own interpretation of it. But apparently she didn't even read it. And that does concern me. And I understand she's a senator from New York, and she's very, very busy, and I understand that they made it very cumbersome. And I know, too, I've taken, research shortcuts in my life. But I got to tell you something. When it's a matter of war and the life and death of our blood and treasure, you go and you read the whole damn report.
Oh, well, that's very good. I'm very glad to hear that explanation because I've been very upset about you know, this particular, but it, because it seems like the women are just, you know.
No, I know, and I agree
women
with you.
Because
no,
women
no.
Are, you know, their own worst enemies.
Oh, honey, you should hear what I call Ann Coulter. But no, it, but it, no. It's okay. I think Ann Coulter, actually, I think Ann Coulter's a man, and I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, in drag maybe, but, and not good drag. But, so now I'm being mean to everyone. But yeah. I do understand what you're saying, and I will try to watch it. I do. I duly noted. I'm not sure I agree with you, but I do believe that you should. If you're going to praise equal rights, then you better follow it down the line. And if I criticize, I better criticize both sides when I think it's appropriate, and I better do it with the same language. But believe you me, I've called Alberto Gonzalez a weasel. I've called a number of people in the administration a weasel who are male. I call Condoleezza Rice a weasel. How's that?
Oh, well.
All right.
See, there I go. Yeah.
And poor, alas, poor weasels. I actually saw a possum this morning.
I mean,
didn't see a weasel.
Just, this Republican woman said, you know, I saw Hillary up close, and her eyes looked very hard.
Oh, see, now that kind of stuff
this,
I get really. And describing,
is, yeah.
You won't hear me go, "She." Yeah. If I say she was wearing a yellow pantsuit and she looked hot,
yeah.
I'm going to say,
yeah.
And John Edwards was wearing a really nice Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to. I'll be equal opportunity that way, too. Thank you very much for your call this morning. It's 6:55. I think we have Jason in Castle Rock back for a final thought. Good morning, Jason. Do we?
Coalition and stuff on.
I'm sorry. Jason? Oh, Jason hung up. Well, heck. Gosh darn it. I'll just have to rant some more. Like, I'd never want to do that. It's 303-713-7600. Here's what's coming up. Those of you who are, okay, here's a word for you that we're going to talk about next hour. Everybody get ready. I don't mean to be sexist here. Breasts. We're going to talk about breasts. We're going to have an adult conversation about breasts. We're going to talk about breasts in all of their multitudinous uses, one of which is feeding children. We're going to have a very special event in Colorado, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to explore it and examine it. And we're also going to continue our discussion about how this administration really has, at its core, a desire to subjugate, dominate, control, and I think keep down women. And, you know, every time I look at Laura Bush's face, I wonder what she's thinking. I wonder what she believes about what her husband is doing. And again, here we go describing, because we do look at people in a psychological way. She looks at her husband with adoring eyes, and sometimes she looks at him like, what? But, you know, and Hillary and Bill did this thing back and forth on The Sopranos, which we'll be talking about later. And it all makes me a little queasy, all this sexist stuff. Because for one thing, now here's what I do that I will take exception to and agree with you, Barbara, that we all have to watch it. I don't necessarily say Barack. I don't necessarily say John, because that gets very confusing, or Joe. I call Hillary. And that's a bit unfair. I don't call her Clinton because it's easy to confuse her. Same reason I don't call John Edwards. But I do call him John Edwards, is to make sure that it's a complete thought. You know I'm talking about John Edwards, not John Kerry or John fill in the blank. But it is a problem. We do call women by their first names, and we don't necessarily do it to men. And I wonder why that is, too. So let's ponder the nature of women as we move into this next hour. We're going to talk about the National Mile High Breastfeeding Celebration, set for June 24th, coming right up. It's going to raise awareness on breastfeeding, which we need to do after Ehlich's. Shame on you, Ehlich's! Fun place of my childhood. Greatest roller coaster of my childhood. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Breastfeeding and the state of women coming up on the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall, For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
How to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
AM 760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani, and breaking news is just in from Iraq. Military officials there say 14 more American soldiers have been killed, five today in a single roadside bombing in Baghdad.
The soldiers were out on patrol. They were hit by a large improvised explosive device while out on that mission.
Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garver says eight others died in fighting yesterday. A CBS News exclusive report showing the mistreatment of special needs children at one Baghdad orphanage has triggered waves of angry reaction among Iraqis. But CBS's Laura Logan, who broke the story, says one government official wasn't impressed.
The Iraqi ministry responsible is defending the treatment of these boys, saying they had to be tied up for their own good because they're mentally disabled, blaming the lack of electricity as the reason they didn't have any clothes on. But that certainly doesn't explain why they were so badly dehydrated and starving to death, lying in their own waste, covered in flies and bleeding sores.
Officials who ran the orphanage apparently sold the food and clothing intended for the boys. Here at home, new smog regulations are in the works. Live to CBS is Vicki Barker. Vicki, what's the EPA proposing?
Well, Frank, it's the first time in 10 years that the EPA has proposed changing the permissible levels of smog, reportedly from the current 80 parts per billion to 70 to 75 parts per billion. The agency's own scientists favored the stricter end of that range, but the EPA says it's prepared to listen to groups who want to keep smog limits where they are. Small wonder environmental groups are holding their breath.
We're going to hold the applause until their decision is final.
Fred Krupp of Environmental Defense. Many business groups insist the current smog standards are strict enough and that tightening them would be hugely expensive. Frank?
A powerful storm that triggered flash floods in New York's Catskill Mountains is blamed for at least two deaths. The search continues for four other people reported missing. In the Midwest, hail as big as baseballs pounded parts of Minnesota. A man and his wife and children were driving 50 miles north of the Twin Cities when their car was hit.
It just came so fast that it shattered the windshield. She jumped in the back to cover the kids, and glass flew all over.
You might be late, your bags could get lost, but chances are you won't have to pay a lot more for a plane ticket this summer. In fact, an analysis done for USA Today shows the average round-trip domestic ticket will cost 2% less. Travel expert Ed Perkins says that is no accident.
The airlines have wanted to charge higher fares than they've been able to charge. And the fact is, there seems to be a tremendous amount of market resistance to fare increases out there.
Space Shuttle Atlantis is due home minutes before 2 o'clock Eastern Time, but thunderstorms near Cape Canaveral could delay things. After 6 months on the International Space Station, astronaut Sonny Williams isn't keen on waiting.
Can't wait to get back and feel the air on my face and a sea breeze. I'm looking forward to hopefully going to the beach and taking a walk with my husband and my dog.
And one more thing.
I just can't wait for a good piece of pizza.
S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Go ahead, Donald.
This story has everything. A triple murder on the beachfront of a celebrity mansion. A handsome local attorney and his ex-girlfriend defending. The whole town is talking. The celebrity...
James Patterson brings you Beach Road. 14 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Now in paperback. Murder, scandal, and deceit collide in Patterson's most shocking twist ever. James Patterson's Beach Road. Available now in paperback. The hottest book of the summer.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Some 90 families still out of their homes this morning, but fire crews continuing to assess the Newcastle fire near Glenwood Springs today to figure out whether that evacuation order can be lifted. BLM's David Boyd says they're not sure when that might happen.
We're optimistic that we can do so soon. We don't want to
do so until it's safe. Kind of see how things are there, and we'll just assess it day by day. But hopefully soon.
300 firefighters have now gained 50% containment of that 1,800-acre blaze. They're being assisted by 10 aircraft. No structures have been damaged, fortunately, and no bodies been hurt. Denver, Roman Catholic Archbishop Charles Chaput has endorsed President Bush's veto of legislation authorizing federal funding for stem cell research. He says the killing of human embryos is never justified. Denver Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette, a sponsor of the legislation, says scientists say embryonic stem cells hold the most promise of finding cures for a variety of diseases. Another hot one on the way with highs in the 90s. Maybe tough for some Coloradans to deal with the heat, but air conditioning companies love it. George Donaldson, general manager of 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, says their business is up 100% since the heat wave hit.
A lot of no cooling calls. Their ACs are not working. Getting a lot of those.
Donaldson says if you suspect you may be having trouble with your AC, take a look at the unit leaves. Often clog the airflow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels of AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We do have a few issues bogging down the commute. That includes some lanes, a couple lanes we have blocked. Southbound 25 at 112th. That's from a stalled semi, so that's really adding to your delays through Thornton and North Glen. We had crash activity eastbound Hamden east of Santa Fe, tying up that intersection, and we were still dealing with problems southbound Broadway at Dry Creek. Also had a wreck eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Interlock, and looks like that may be all cleared up. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, it'll be a sunny and hot one with a high of 96, currently fair and 68. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha, caramel, hazelnut, and any flavor combination you like. Stop into Sonic and try a new iced latte today because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Time to myself. My new luxurious Whirlpool tub, surrounded by my beautiful new custom cabinets. Oh, there's no other place I...
Mommy!
And we're back.
Create the ultimate escape at the Summer Bath Event. See the latest designs from American Standard, plus purchase select Master Bath cabinetry and get a $150 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 4th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I like to get that beat going. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 7:07. It's going to be hot. It's going to be a scorcher. I'm going to give my recipe out for Blender Vichyssoise a little bit later. You know what? I should probably post that somewhere on my website, AaronHartShow.com. Please visit. I've got an event coming up in Seattle, and I'd love to see you July 10th. The evening, it's a great little venue. It's like an 1890s theater. It really reminds me of Central City and Blackhawk, actually. And I'm going to kickstart a documentary that I'm trying to raise funds for to cover the elections in a whole new, innovative 21st century way. So we'll talk about it coming up, perhaps, but also check out details at AaronHartShow.com. In the meantime, as I fill in for Jay Marvin, it is my great and distinct pleasure. John Turk is a wonderful help with this show, and I want to always thank him. And he gets to go to a Rockies game later with the Yankees. But he spotted this story, and I'm very glad he called it to my attention because I believe in breastfeeding. My sister, I don't think, would mind me saying she breastfed, and most of my friends were breastfeeders and one about to be a breastfeeder now. She's about to give birth, as a matter of fact. Now, it's 7:08 in the morning. Good morning, and I hope she has a healthy, bouncing baby boy, Charlie. And on that note, let's talk about how to save even more babies with Jennifer Wettig. She's a PhD candidate and associate professor of nutrition at Metropolitan State College of Denver, and she's helping with this event. It's called the National Mile High Breastfeeding Celebration. It's on June 24th, and there's actually going to be an attempt to break the record of 1,130 moms breastfeeding at the same time. Wow, Jennifer. And thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We are hoping to break the record of 1,130 moms breastfeeding at the same time at 11:15 on Sunday, June 24th.
And Sunday, June 24th, you guys will be gathered at Auraria Campus from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you'll have family-friendly vendors, entertainment, goodie bags for pre-registration. And we'll talk about the number, which is, by the way, 303-869-1888. That's how you contact folks to get in touch, or go to Colorado Breastfeeding Task Force .org or the La Leche League you can also visit. Now, what I've been reading, I read the story in Newsweek. I didn't catch the one in the Rocky, but I reviewed the one that ran on your on the woman from Elitch's. In terms of this, breastfeeding is actually going down. This doesn't make sense because most women believe that breastfeeding helps children, which it does. Immunization, all that other stuff.
Right. So, I mean, I think that we've talked about the benefits of breastfeeding for a really long time. I think the issue we have now is women don't feel supported in breastfeeding. And so here in Colorado, 80% of women initiate breastfeeding. And somewhere before the six-week mark, somewhere around 30-35% of those women discontinue breastfeeding. And I think the reason is not because they don't recognize the benefits of breastfeeding. That's why they initiated breastfeeding. I think it's because they don't feel supported in breastfeeding, whether it's that they don't know who to call about a question that they have, like, is my baby getting enough?
Right.
Or they're trying to breastfeed in public and they feel awkward about it. It's like riding a bike. It's not as easy as some people think it is. You need some practice. And if you have to practice underneath a blanket, imagine trying to hold a blanket in your teeth and try to do something you've never done underneath your shirt.
And latching on, which can be quite a process.
Right.
You know, it's very hard. I don't understand that, but I think the Newsweek article made a good point as to why maybe that 30-35% drop-off occurs. Much of the problem seems to be that Americans associate breasts with sex, not milk, and as a result feel squeamish about public nursing. While 2 out of 3 Americans think breastfeeding is the best way to feed a baby, a quarter say they feel uncomfortable seeing women do it. And indeed, the woman in Elitch's was apparently ostracized for having breastfed. And in Colorado, we have a law that says a woman can breastfeed anywhere she's allowed, right?
Right. And the Colorado Breastfeeding Task Force has created some licenses to breastfeed that we'll be handing out at the event that states the law so women can educate people, like the staff at Elitch's, saying women have a right to breastfeed in Colorado anywhere they have a right to be. So I think that Newsweek article makes an interesting point. As I left my office the other day after doing another interview about the Elitch's issue, on my windshield was an advertisement for a club downtown. It was a naked woman with her hand over her breast, and on the other side of it was a naked woman with just one finger over her breast. I didn't see anyone throwing their arms up and saying they were offended by
how dare you put a bare-breasted woman on my driver's windshield.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yet at Elitch's in a swimsuit, she pulled her swimsuit down just enough for the child to latch on, and she was asked to cover up. And the unfortunate part is women shouldn't have to cover up. And even ones who feel more comfortable breastfeeding covered up because that's their comfort level, it's too hard to get a baby latched on. Some babies don't like to be covered up. Sometimes it's really hot outside, like today, and it's not appropriate to cover an infant's head. Really, their source of temperature regulation with a blanket in an environment where it's close to 100 degrees.
That makes so much sense. But why do you think we're so squeamish? Is it because we do seem to be very, at one time, very licentious and prudish at the same time, and we don't seem to understand anatomy, if you will. I mean, we have some hang-ups, I think, in this society.
And I think the hang-ups are actually in people's heads more than they are in what they actually visually see. Because once a child's latched on,
what do you see?
You see nothing. You really
you
don't.
You see the same thing correctly. You'd see the same thing if she was wearing a summer dress. Go ahead.
You sometimes see even less, because if the infant's correctly latched, they're latched onto the breast. The shirt is usually pulled up just over the nipple line, and then the babies, if they're correctly latched, will be tummy to tummy with the mom. And so that will cover her stomach, that will cover her breast. The infant's face covers the breast. The mouth has the entire nipple and areola in there. And so you really see absolutely nothing. So I think it's more the thought that in America we think breasts are sexual. They're not considered for the original origin, which is for feeding babies. And I think that this is how we inhibit women from being successful in breastfeeding.
So in terms of if people come, if they're curious and they can't come to your event on Sunday, how do people find out more information about good strategies of how, you know, how to breastfeed in public, how to work through your discomfort zone when other people are flipping you stuff? I mean, do you have a website or something where people can go? ColoradoBreastfeedingTaskForce.org, I assume, is one.
It is, and that will link you to a lot of different sites throughout that are reputable sites. So NIH has a reputable site. But if you go to ColoradoBreastfeedingTaskForce.org, we have links to other sites. In addition to having information on how do you breastfeed in public, we'll have the license to breastfeed to download on that site. That way you can have that with you in case someone does say, you know what, it's not appropriate for you to be breastfeeding here, then you can present them with the law that says they can breastfeed anywhere they have the right to be.
Lovely. And once again, that event is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Sunday, June 24th at Auraria Campus. That's 900 Auraria Parkway, downtown Denver. It's a free event. Family-friendly vendors, entertainment for the whole family. It sounds like fun, and bravo to you guys for trying to keep Colorado one of the highest, having one of the highest breastfeeding rates in the nation. I think that's a statistic of which we should be proud.
We should. We pride ourselves in being a healthy state, and this is the foundation of being healthy. I'd also like to see that La Leche League is helping sponsor this, and that's another great place to go with breastfeeding questions. There's La Leche League meetings in every local neighborhood in all of Colorado.
So. And that's true, and I think La Leche League is also probably referred to in Colorado Breastfeeding TaskForce.org. And if you'd like to reach La Leche League directly, you can call 303-779-6722. Thank you so much, Jennifer Wettig, for joining me. Thank you, Professor. I really appreciate it. Soon to be a doctor.
Yes, soon to be. So thank you so much for bringing attention to this and helping us promote the benefits of breastfeeding.
Yeah, absolutely. My distinct pleasure, and thank you so much for joining us this morning on the J. Marvin Show. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too, and stay cool. 716. You know, and it's good to know, don't throw a blanket over your baby's head when it's really hot out. Check the temperature gauge. Monitor your child. Get one of those licensed to breastfeeding. And I'd love to hear from you. If you've ever been ostracized for breastfeeding, if you've had your wife made fun of, if you felt uncomfortable looking at a woman breastfeeding, let me know. 303-713-7600. We're here to help. We want to talk about it. We want to promote the full participation of women in our society. And that means occasionally we breastfeed in public because babies don't eat, if
Aaron.
That's not the case.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Buried in credit card debt? Are you receiving collection calls because you're missing credit card payments? Well, who can blame you? With the cost of living and interest rates rising, it's nearly impossible to get out of credit card debt. But now there's a way you can get debt-free once and for all, faster than you ever imagined. Just call Harbor Credit Counseling right now for free information. 1-800-300-2870.
We owed $17,000 in credit card debt. Today, we're debt-free.
We work directly with your creditors to stop the collection calls, cut your monthly payments, and wipe away late fees and over-the-limit charges. Best of all, we can get you out of credit card debt about 5 times faster than you could on your own. 5 times faster.
I'm so happy to be debt-free. I've made it, and it feels great.
Call Harbor Credit Counseling today to learn how you can get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-300-2870. That's 1-800-300-2870. 1-800-300-2870.
I want to make something of myself.
I want to succeed.
The National Guard recruiter helped me get where I wanted to go.
The Guard is providing me with paid training.
In the National Guard, I get money for college plus a steady paycheck.
In the Guard, I train near my home.
I'm there for my family, my community, and my country. And I'm proud to be a member of the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the education and job skills you need in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Hi, this is Ty Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2007 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park Sunday, June 24th for a live broadcast of AM 760's Out Loud Radio Show. On Sunday, June 24th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and end at the Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information, log on to am760.net. Let Pride be your guide with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 7:21 in the morning. Good morning, Rocky Mountain. I have to say, though, I'm in June gloom and kind of liking it. I hate to tell you this, but it's 68 degrees. It's going to be really hot where you are, though, and where I will be soon, hopefully. It's 303-713-7600. I have a project in mind, too, to cover the elections. I'm currently beating the bushes for funding for it. I don't want to talk too much about it explicitly because, frankly, I don't want anyone to steal it. But the number is, if you want to check it out and the events that will be around it, it's aaronhartshow.com. And good morning, Elaine and Aurora. What do you think of breastfeeding at 7:22 in the morning? Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. I really enjoy when you fill in for
Thanks.
Jay.
Thank you. Me too.
I think I'm somewhat of an expert. I have 3 kids. I nursed them all over the age of 1. And I didn't have any real insulting remarks made to me, but I cannot tell you how many bathroom stalls I sat in. I never thought, I always resented the fact that my baby would have to eat his dinner in a bathroom stall.
That just
I wonder how many grown-ups would like to do that.
Exactly. I mean, you don't even like to carry food in a bathroom. And you're carrying food in a bathroom there. But
exactly.
But why did you go to nursing stalls? Because the law didn't exist then, or you felt embarrassed?
Yeah, this was like, you know, my oldest is 18, so this was a long,
Okay, all right, so a while before the law became more enlightened. But even with an enlightened law, look what happened to the woman at Ilitch's.
Well, and that's my other comment. Considering how women dress at Ilitch's, I can't imagine that this would bother anybody.
Please, how women dress everywhere. I mean, I'm sorry, I find it more offensive for you to be wearing your belly uncovered if it's rolling over your jeans. Maybe you want to rethink that look. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But that's my personal opinion. I don't have the right to go get your belly back in your pants right now.
Well, they don't have a right to say anything to the women who are nursing either.
Hell no, they don't.
And, you know, the blanket idea, you know, this temperature can easily smother a baby. And also, people forget, you know, I nursed my children till way past they were 1. And they have little hands and little legs, and they just don't lay there placidly eating. You can be all covered up and for 1 second, the next second you aren't.
That's just life. And the reality is it's just your chest. You know, men,
right.
Sometimes I walk around Green Lake here and I see some men who should not be wearing a shirt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
mm-hmm. Yo,
could you please put on a shirt because you're kind of offensive. But I'm not going to walk up and say that. If the guy wants to walk around without no shirt, fine. And if he fed his children with his equipment, that would be fine with me, too.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, I just don't get it. The thing I wanted to ask you, though, is because the issue has come up, I won't say from what source, but that a fellow saw a woman at, I believe it was a restaurant, and she, as he put it, whipped her breast out, laid it on the table, and this kid, 2 years old, is just like lying there munching on it. And it's like, I thought, oh, you know, pig, why would you say things like that? But then I have to say, when older children breastfeeding, sometimes I wonder, what is the rule on that? I'm genuinely not, I should have asked Jennifer Wettig when she was with us, but what is the rule, how long should one breastfeed?
I don't know. You know, my daughter especially, she did never took a pacifier, so, I mean, I had a really hard time getting her to stop breastfeeding. I think it's up to the, I mean, I don't think you want a 9-year-old breastfeeding, but I mean...
No. No, that would be a little awkward.
It's really up to the child and the parent, and I don't think it's anyone else's business.
That is a very good rule of thumb. I think the same thing, and if you've got a problem watching somebody nurse a child in any circumstances whatsoever, whether their breast be lying on a table or, don't force women back into bathroom stalls.
I have to put up with a lot of drunk, rude men at bars and places, too, and I'm not supposed to say anything. So
hey!
They
That's
can
right.
put up with something, too.
They can put up with something. If I got to put up with a few pinches, a few grabs,
That's right.
a few lewd...
Someone who's too loud, or someone who smells bad, or someone who's smoking at the table, or, you know, that in the old days they used to do that, which makes me ill.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I had to put up with that, so hey, you can put up with something, too.
Avert your eyes.
Right,
close
exactly.
them. Go home and play with your own set of breasts if
exactly.
that's what you want to do. But don't come crying to me. Yeah, no, I agree with you. And do you think this administration is particularly enlightened about women?
Oh my God, no. I can hardly wait till they're gone.
Can't either.
And I agree with you completely. The whole abortion issue, the whole thing is a power over women.
Stem cell research, yep.
The whole thing is a power trip over women.
Yep.
Because if it wasn't, there would be a consistency there. And you cannot tell me that the man who is killing Iraqi children right now and who was the governor who executed more prisoners than any governor in the United States history cares about human life.
And laughed when he did it sometimes.
Yeah,
laughed when he did it to the woman, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. I mean, this person does not care about human life. You've got to be kidding.
And why should he lecture us? Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank
Thanks
you
a lot.
Very much for your call. I appreciate it. Very enlightened. And thank you for enlightening us, too, on the age. Because, really, I have seen, now, the oldest child I've ever seen breastfeeding was roughly about 5. And I have to admit, I totally support breastfeeding. I'm all for it. But I looked, and then I thought, their business, not mine. Go ahead. Go ahead and take responsibility,
hey Aaron,
Kirk.
I'll go ahead and admit, I was not breastfed as a child.
Oh, dear.
And I think it's led to many frustrations in life.
You know,
and I'm not kidding.
I think you might be right. I know that.
And I hope my dad isn't listening out there, but.
You better.
I don't think he wanted
me. He has a swimming pool. You better hope he's not listening.
You know what I'm saying? I think he thought it was like sexual, and it's, you know, as we know, it's really not.
Well, and you told me he actually asked your mother not to breastfeed because it bothered
him. Yeah, my older brother, my brother's 5.5 years older than me. He breastfed. I did not.
Wow.
Strange, huh?
Wow. I don't know the circumstances of your mother, but I would probably have resisted because I just think it's really important to breastfeed. But then again, some women have trouble doing it. My mother had trouble. Couldn't do it. So, and it wasn't her fault. It just, she couldn't manufacture milk, apparently, in enough quantities to feed us hungry mouths. Anyway, thank you for chiming in. I appreciate it. Bill in Longmont, it's your turn. It's 7:28 in the morning on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm in beautiful, cool Seattle. I'm envious of that.
I have to tell you, the Maritimes are gorgeous this time of year. It's that June gloom in the morning, nice, crispy, cool weather, and then
yep.
it warms up later in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And it lasts till 9:30 at night, which is even better.
Well, daughter Chrissy was complaining because it got up to 90 yesterday. She said, it's not supposed to do this.
It was pretty hot in the afternoon,
yeah.
I will admit.
She, before she moved to beautiful Kitsap County, lived in Georgia. Was stationed down there in Kings Bay, Georgia, where her husband was stationed on the submarine. And we went down to visit her, and we went up to Savannah. And she said the law is down there that women can breastfeed.
Can breastfeed.
Can, which is a kind of amazing for
in
Georgia.
In Savannah, but, Georgia?
Yeah, indeed.
See.
But not everybody knew it.
Uh-oh.
We went into a restaurant, and they told her she couldn't do it. And so
Uh-oh.
I just did what came naturally to me as a rebellious child of the 60s. I wrote the restaurant management. I wrote the Savannah Chamber of Commerce. I wrote the Restaurant Association. And we got some nice letters of apology.
Good. And, well, good. See, and it takes a village, and it takes men and women to work together to improve the lots of everyone's lives, you know? I mean, this is part of it, and it really is. We're talking about the very basics of life this morning, from stem cell research to now babies breastfeeding. It's how you treat people in the beginning.
Yeah.
And our society, I think, has eroded those ideals so badly, especially of late. It's just awful.
Well, that's good. I am very excited about your project. I think that's something that is really needed, and I think it's going to trigger a great town hall discussion on where we go, and I think you're just a facilitator to do it.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Full disclosure, Bill's been helping me out a little bit with some things, and I just, you know, I really think that it is time for us to have a great discussion across our political divide of well-meaning people. If it's possible, we may just shout each other down. I have no idea what I will find. But I'm hoping to travel the country and cover the elections in a new way, as you know, in greater detail. Thank you so much for calling, Bill. I appreciate it. And happy belated birthday. It's 7:30 in the morning, AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. What time is it? Ah, it's time for Progressive Traffic with Gina Michaels. And then I'll be back with more breastfeeding talk coming up.
Thanks, Aaron. It's been a pretty tough morning. We got a lot of problems. Biggest issue right now, Adams County. This stalled semi has lanes blocked southbound 25 near 112th, and those backups extend all the way to 144th. So you want to be prepared if you're approaching this area. Again, that's southbound 25 through Adams County. Boulderbound on the turnpike. Unfortunately, we had a car that's hit a deer right near Cherryvale. A couple of new surface street problems. Alameda at Chambers, 14th and Colorado. Weather today for this first day of summer. Looks like it's going to be sunny and hot again with a high of 96. Currently under fair skies, it's 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's traveling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Tangy, a look at the latest movies in theaters and on video.
Brought to you by The Video Station.
Colorado's largest selection of movies on DVD and VHS. The Video Station has thousands of titles to choose from, including foreign films, independent movies, and a staff that really knows movies. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. At the movies. Tomorrow morning at 9 on The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Or because you haven't made employee payroll deposits? Relax. Call Effectura and see how quickly it can be taken care of. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. Effectura is staffed by professionals, many of whom have worked for the IRS. So we understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call now. 1-800-500-9424. That's 1-800-500-9424. 1-800-500-9424.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Doc's has four Denver metro locations: Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Boy, if these walls could talk.
Trust me, they do. Those wall scratches are saying the dog needs to go out more. That says Eric thinks red marker is cool. And this room swears disco is making a comeback.
We need to paint this weekend.
I'm just saying.
Get 25% off all Glidden interior and exterior paint by manufacturer's mail-in rebate. At the Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. Offer ends June 30th. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Hey, Mom, shop Toys R Us and put a lot more fun in your life. Our unbeatable selection of the hottest toys will make your kids happier. Our toy-savvy, mom-friendly staff make shopping quick, easy, and fun. You know we have the perfect toy, doll, or game your family wants, and our fantastic deals and low prices will make you smile. So hurry into Toys R Us, babies are us too, or visit us online at toysrus.com. Fun shopping, happier kids, great deals. Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
I can't believe you played that song. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 for Progressive Talk. Now I know why J. Marvin calls you the biggest gland in radio. It's 303-713-7600. I have no idea if it tastes like milkshake, but there you go. Breast milk. Go breastfeed. Go to the event on Sunday at Auraria Campus. We're going to also talk about other things this morning, and one of them should be the war. And I know, oh, say no more about the war. That's a new thing. Have you noticed? Everyone's going, oh, I can't talk about the war anymore. Oh, no, I can't. We can't discuss the war. It's awful. It's bad. It's terrible. It's too much. And I understand some of that. I even heard Mike Malloy, of all people, the other night go, I can't. Have you got rage fatigue? And I was thinking, yeah, I do have it a bit. I do have rage fatigue a bit. And, boy, that man can rage, I'll tell you. He even gets to me sometimes. He's so raging. But, and I can rage with the best of them. But, because I am outraged. I had a very nice compliment from a guy at one of the fundraisers I've been doing, and he said, you know, your sense of outrage is really genuine. And it is. I am outraged. I cannot wait. I don't have the Bush countdown clock in front of me right now, but I can't wait. I want this man gone from our lives. Banished. And I want him to take Cheney and all and Alberto Gonzalez and all the other right-wing reactionaries. You know, they don't even deserve to be called conservatives because they're not. You know, genuine conservatives, we perhaps need to have some discussions about how much government do we want? What do we want it to do? I think most of us are pretty laissez-faire about government in the sense of I don't want them in my bedroom. I do not want them to tell me when and when I cannot breastfeed in public. I don't want them to interfere with medical research and proven science in terms of stem cell research. I certainly don't want to see Terry Schiavo's life interfered with by people who had absolutely no business being involved in it. And on the other hand, I do want my government to show up in Katrina. Now they're talking that Katrina may even, the Army Corps of Engineers is coming out with a new report saying, you know, it's still in desperate straits, folks. New Orleans could still be flooded. We still haven't fixed that problem. Why is part of the reason we haven't fixed that problem? Oh, right. Because we're busy pouring billions of dollars down the Mesopotamia that is Iraq. Thank you, John Stewart, for the handle of Mesopotamia. Because it is a mess. And you know what? As Gaza and the Hamas routing of Fatah and the mess over there indicates, guess what? It ain't any better. Everybody was like, oh, the invasion of Iraq will establish a democracy. It'll all be better now. Does any sentient being on this planet really think we're better off today than we were 6 years ago? I'd love to meet the person who thinks we're better off today than we were 6 years ago, because I don't know who you are. Everyone, conservatives, middle of the roaders, lefties, all of us are saying, this is enough. We've had enough. We need our country back. So my question to you is, how are you going to take it back? How are you going to counter the world's opinion these days, which is saying in a recent global survey, according to Newsweek, most nations polled believe that China would act more responsibly in the world than the United States. China can't meet a pollutant I didn't like, pumping out pollution, exploiting Africa. China is better than we are. China with abusive policies against its own people. China, a better world citizen than we are. Have we really come to that? Michael Moore's Sicko, which may or may not be a good documentary. There are mixed reviews, but I want to see it. I always want to watch what Michael Moore does. Sicko, the new documentary that's coming out next week about our healthcare industry and how much of a mess that is. You know, we are next to, I think I heard him say, Slovenia in medical healthcare. You know, and I'm paying through the nose for my health insurance. I don't know about you. Mine certainly doesn't get cheaper. It just went up another $400 a year. I looked at the bill and went, meh! Actually, I was a little louder than that. But it was like, meh! What am I going to do now? You know, suck up and pay it. I don't want to be a burden to my family. I don't want to be a burden to my fellow citizens. I want to pay for health insurance. I want to have preventative care. I want to get my eyes checked. I want to have the proper tests when I'm supposed to have them. But for goodness sakes, it's getting all, I mean, and I'm, you know, working part-time and filling in on radio when I can and getting this documentary off the ground, and it's hard. I can't imagine what people with four children are doing. I mean, I can. That's why I want to go out into the country, is I can't imagine it. I want to talk to you. I want to know, what are your issues? What do you want to take back first? And I think the thing that I want to take back first is I want to take back the feeling that as an American woman, I am proud to be a citizen of the United States. I always have been. I always will be on a certain level. But golly, it's been hard. It's been really hard to feel, you know, that sense of civic pride that we all should feel. And you know what? I was lucky. One of the things I want to rekindle and reinstill in our people is this. Do you remember when you were in school? I do. And when I was in fifth grade, we debated. I mean, and bless the Greeley Public Schools, because I got the benefit of being able to have debates. We played different candidates. We had debates. Later, when I moved to Puerto Rico, we did the mock United Nations. We practiced being citizens of the United States. We practiced being citizens of the world because it's important. Because it's necessary. And we have grown up in a world since Ronald Reagan where things like social studies are demonized. Oh, those things are those liberal, airy, fairy kinds of everybody's got to get along. Well, you know what? There's a reason to be taught this. There's a reason to be taught civic pride and civil rights and women's rights and all this. You know, I have can't tell you how many women I've come up to and I'm saying, oh, I'm playing Alice Paul. Isn't that exciting? And they look at me and go, well, who's Alice Paul? And I'm like, pfft. Only one of our first nonviolent protesters before Gandhi by 25, 30 years. No one knows her. No one knows of her. No one knows that they force-fed her and made her eat when she went on a hunger strike after they threw her in the joint for daring to chain herself to the front steps of the White House, to the front gates of the White House, and say, women, vote now. The kind of courage that we need as citizens to exist these days. And we're all busy. And we're all struggling to make a dollar so that we can pay for our health insurance, so that we can make sure our nephews and our nieces have the kinds of lives that we would like them to have. My niece just graduated with honors from Harvard, and I feel immeasurably proud of her. You know, she worked hard. She did it. And good for her and her parents and her grandparents were able to make sure that she had enough dough to be able to do it. But lots of it, I just went to community college in part because of a grant to help people laid off get back on their feet. Good for them. Good for people. You know, thank you citizens for helping to contribute. These are the kinds of programs that I support. So I think, but we may need to have a discussion. You may not feel that those uses of your tax dollars are appropriate. I happen to. I believe investing in the future. I believe in taking care of the sick. I believe in making sure we have wellness care for our people. I want that to be done with my tax dollars. I don't mind working. But I also need to have help that there'll be jobs for us tomorrow, that everything won't be outsourced, that we will be able to run for office, for example, and not necessarily have to be a billionaire like Michael Bloomberg. And we'll talk more about his candidacy coming up as well. So all that and more this morning on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. And if you haven't weighed in yet about the subjugation of women's stem cells or breastfeeding, you're more than welcome to as we progress to progressive traffic with Gina Michaels. I'll be back. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Thanks, Aaron. Well, definitely big problems coming through Adams County. Stop and go conditions southbound I-25 from 144th all the way down to 84th. That is due to a stalled semi that's blocking a couple of lanes southbound right near 112th. So that's our biggest issue right now in the metro area. Definitely have a slow traffic as well, though, into downtown I-76 to Speer. We've got a couple of wrecks off the highway, Alameda at Chambers, 14th and Colorado. And if you're headed into Boulder on the turnpike, watch out for a crash. Westbound lanes right near Cherry Vale. Weather outlook today. Expect sunny and hot conditions again with a high of 96. Tonight we'll get some isolated evening thunderstorms and a low of 60. And currently, it's a beautiful morning, 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new 07 Eclipse for just $16,988.
Everyone wants the best, probably because buying the best makes you smart, which is why buying a Hyundai is smart. After all, the Hyundai Sonata was named a Consumer's Digest Best Buy. The Entourage was named Best Minivan by Motorweek. And the Azera was named Best in Class Vehicle Satisfaction by Auto Pacific. And now it's the best time to buy. Because right now you can get our best deals, including one of the best cars on the road, at one of our best lease prices. The Hyundai Sonata is just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,499 due at signing. It's the best time to make a really smart buy even smarter. So visit your Hyundai dealer now through July 2nd for some of our best deals, like the $199 Hyundai Sonata lease. 2006 Auto Pacific Inc. Vehicle Satisfaction Award. Tax title license extra. Includes $0 security deposit. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Sonata GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease and price negotiated at signing. Except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
Find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Matty Four Center number 987. With job, approved credit, and approved down payment. Limit one per family while supplies last.
It's time to go to Invesco Field at Mile High. Go shop over 1,200 used cars. Go save with prices from $49.95. Go get a money-back guarantee. Get the Go Smart Choice. It's the Go Used Car Super Sale. This Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Shop over 1,200 used cars and trucks. Price to go from $49.95. Go get financing. This sale is so huge, we have 10 lenders on site ready to help you get approved. Or let CU Direct Connect link you to over 50 credit unions. Go Broncos! Receive a complimentary Broncos license plate frame at the sale. The Go Used Car Super Sale is this Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Hurry before used cars from $49.95 are gone. Call today, 1-866-206-AUTO.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about this morning. So far, we've been talking about stem cell research, breastfeeding, and politics. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know what issues matter most to you because I'm incorporating them into a... I'd love to hear from you because I'm going to be doing a live event July 10th talking to an audience about where are we, who are we, how are we as a country anymore, what are you doing, what am I doing, what are we all doing in order to deal with this. And I've reached a state of, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I don't know. I doubt if I'll vote for a right-wing Republican. I doubt if I can vote. I'm certain I can't vote for Mitt Romney. I'm certain I can't vote for John McCain. Fred Thompson scares me. Here's the thing. It's so funny. I got an email. Whenever I do a show, I send out missives, as you may know, and you can sign up for them at AaronHartShow.com, Aaron at AaronHartShow.com. Just write me in. I will put you on my handy-dandy mailing list, and there are many of you, including one of my guests, by the way, for my evening, will be a graduate of the Colorado School of Mines who's been listening to me since he was 13 years old. And what's really cool is he went to Colorado where I used to live, and he hears me when I'm in Colorado, and now he's come full circle back home to the Pacific Northwest, and he's going to be my special guest because he's 21 now, and he can come to the venue. So it's very cool, and I also want to send a shout-out to Brian, my webmaster, who is absolutely fabulous and an amazing character, and he's grown from being 13 Dem and doing my website for me, and now he's 19 Indy and an honor student, and today he starts a new job for a newspaper. He's apprenticing journalism, and it just never met him. He's been working on my website, and we may meet in the next coming week. So that it's all very cool. I love doing this show. I love talking to you, and I'm very grateful to each and every one of you. You mean so much to me. It's 303-713-7600. Here's the thing. I think, you know, you may not know Michael Bloomberg. I'm remotely familiar with him because I used to live in New York. I have a lot of friends in New York. I go back a fair amount. And, you know, he's pretty universally admired in New York because he's kind of kicked ass and done things in a nonpartisan way that have worked wonders. He's balanced budgets, as he says. He's grown the economy, improved public health, reformed the school system, and made the nation's safest city even safer. Of course, you can't afford to live there very well if you don't have much money. But hey, that's New York. So the thing is, though, he changed his party status, and everybody's going, he's going to run for president, he's going to run for president. And I'm betting on that side because even though Bloomberg is saying, oh, I haven't changed my plans, I'm not necessarily planning to run, the guy has $5 billion. And as Hank Shinecoff told the New York Times this morning, he's a Democratic consultant, and he said, a billionaire is like a mastodon. He gets everyone's attention. The thing that people hate most in politics is a wild card. Well, he's a really big one. Now, I don't agree with Hank. I think people like a wild card. I was pleased, not only because I knew I was going to be filling in for Jay and I had more to talk about, but because I want to see this mixed up. I think we deserve it. I think the country deserves a change. And I believe that as divided as we are, as solid in our positions as we are, because believe you me, I believe government has a role to play, but I also believe in balanced budgets. I believe in a world that works. And I believe in some compromise, but not being compromising, if you know the difference, if you get my drift, and I'm being a little clever with words here. But what I'm trying to say is I want to get along. I want to stop shouting at each other. I even get tired of fighting and raging. You know, I do, and I like to mix it up. But I want us to stop this and to sit down as grown-ups and create a country that is, lives up to its promise, that is one of the best in the world, that vibrates with optimism again. I think we've lost our mojo, and I don't like it. I don't like it. More than 80% of people polled are saying, I don't believe the United States is on good footing. Now, is Michael Bloomberg the answer? Not necessarily, but what's good about it is he will mix it up. He will force people to talk across a divide, and he'll scare the bejesus out of the Clinton camp. He will scare the McCain camp. He will scare all of them, perhaps even into being better at explaining where they are, coming up with better proposals. And good. Do I want him to take the snap the elections out of the hands of the Democrats, which I believe he very well could do? Heck no! Do I believe it's really, really, really hard for a third-party candidate to run in our system? Absolutely. I mean, remember Ross Perot, not one electoral college vote. But maybe what he'll show, you know, this candidacy will bring up again is a very critical issue, which we can't solve before the next election, but we should, which is the electoral college stinks. It is an abomination. You know, Al Gore was truly elected by the people, for the people, and of the people. And that should be a stain on our electoral history for the rest of our natural lives. We should fight that happening ever, ever again. And then we watched it happen again with election shenanigans in Ohio against John Kerry and the Swift voters. I mean, all of it bad. So what I want to see is, hey, you know, one thing I've enjoyed is people are really going, oh, I don't want to see debates this early. But I don't hear many people saying that. Well, and I hang out with a lot of real political active people, but it's like, I want to see debates. I want to see them mix it up. I want to see a discussion. I want to hear Mike Gravel as well as Hillary Rodham Clinton. I want to hear Barack Obama stumble and fall and get up and dust himself off and do a better job than the rest of them. I want to see John Edwards with his earnestness and his Poverty of America plan and the way to get us into a better situation. When I listen to the Republicans, though, all I hear is, fear, fear, fear. If you don't elect us, you're toast. If you don't elect us, you're dead. If you don't elect us, it's over. If you don't elect us, it's, you know, your country's going to go to hell. Your government will eat you alive. Immigrants will run over the border and take all of your food and your women and your children away from you. I mean, it really is a bunch of fear-mongering. It's sad and pathetic. It really is. And the immigration nightmare is one of the ones where we become saddest and most pathetic, I think. But it is really, we need to have conversations across the boards, across our divides, don't we? Now, and earlier in the hour, we talked a little bit earlier in the show, a woman said to me, I think the Democrats have to be as mean as the Republicans. And I used to think that, and believe you me, I've gone toe-to-toe, and I can be pretty vicious. But the thing is, I'm not sure that's going to work. Because what I sense is people long for the days when we used to, you know, in my class at school, argue back and forth about politics and go back out on the playground and play. You know, that's where we had civics, where we all understood the Constitution. Well, many more of us understood the Constitution and what it meant. These days, I'm not sure many people get it as much as should. Or they have been taught or strictly brainwashed. Politics sucks. It's awful. It's evil. They're all jerks. You know, whether you're arguing that they're all avaricious, creepy people who just want to get their hands on your government so that they can pay themselves a big salary and leech your tax money out of your pockets, or whether your opinion is, you know, you're too stupid to govern yourselves, so you have to go and let us tell you what to do and let the military-industrial complex control your life because that's what we know better than you about how to live your life. Well, you know what? Shut up! And I come from the side that says, oh, they're all going to take us over. They're going to control our bodies, our lives, ourselves. You know what? I'll bet you most people really don't want to do that. I'll bet you we want to get along. So how are we going to do that? What is our country going to be like after George Bush? What's the first thing you want to see? 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. John Turk's at the helm, waiting for your phone calls. 303-713-7600. Join us.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action too here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is bear better? Take the bear challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, bear.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's been a terribly costly 24 hours for American troops in Iraq. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garber says 14 soldiers and Marines have been killed in action yesterday and today. 5 in a single attack in Baghdad a few hours ago.
The soldiers were out on patrol, and they were hit by a large improvised explosive device.
CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons.
We could expect higher casualties with the kind of operation we're doing right now. It's more offensive. It's more going after the enemy where they are, taking away their ability to wage war against us.
Part of that push is the campaign to wipe out insurgent strongholds in Bakuba, north of Baghdad. CBS's Phil Itner is there.
What the troops have been doing is they've cordoned off a section of the city, the western part of town, and they are slowly but surely closing that cordon, going block to block and house to house. The U.S. military believes that the enemy fighters that were in the town are still there, so eventually they think there will be some sort of armed resistance, but as of yet, they haven't encountered it.
Phil Itner in Bakuba. Here at home, search teams are out in New York's Catskill Mountains looking for 4 people missing since the flash flood yesterday that killed at least 2 others. Richard Bell is in charge of emergency services in Delaware County.
We're out looking in all the vehicles that we find and any possible place they could be, neighbors, residents, or anywhere.
Powerful storm dumped 8 inches of rain in the space of 2 hours. Well, if you're breathing city air, there's a good chance it's bad air.
It's more than an annoyance. I think it's definitely a health hazard.
For the first time in a decade, the EPA is proposing tighter restrictions on smog. Some environmentalists say the proposal doesn't go far enough. Hank Cox with the National Association of Manufacturers say it goes too far and would cost too much.
We recognize EPA has an obligation to protect public health, but we don't see that there's much possibility of us doing more than we're doing right now without serious disruptions to the economy.
It was mob rule in Austin, Texas. A man riding in a car that hit a little girl was beaten to death when he got out to keep an angry crowd from going after the driver.
It looked like a madhouse, honestly. I can't believe it got so out of control. It started maybe with one or two guys, and it seemed like people were jumping out of thin air. I mean, they were coming from everywhere.
Police say the little girl was not badly hurt. They're asking anyone who has information about the attack to come forward. Britain's Prince William turns 25 today, and that makes him entitled to part of the inheritance from his mother, Princess Diana. Experts say that should work out to at least $500,000 a year in income from an estate of about $13 million. The sun came up across England a few hours ago, and 20,000 druids, pagans, and gyrating party animals were on hand at the ancient ruins of Stonehenge to greet the first day of summer. One woman who traveled all the way from New York compared it to being a Muslim making a pilgrimage to Mecca. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 74 points. NASDAQ is down 11. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
Assassin, this is Debbie. Yeah, I'm lost. Where are you headed to? Joe T. Garcia's restaurant.
Introducing OnStar turn-by-turn navigation. Just press the OnStar button and tell the advisor your destination. The route will be sent to your vehicle, and an automated voice will guide you through every turn.
I have it at Commerce Street. Can you get me back there? Absolutely. Are you familiar with the turn-by-turn navigation? I am. I love it. Why, I bought this car.
No need to print out driving directions or hassle with a portable GPS device.
Your turn-by-turn navigations will begin. Thank you for using OnStar. Thanks.
Turn-by-turn navigation is the simplest and smartest navigation system, and it's available on many new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles. To learn more, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
In half a mile, turn right onto Lake Street.
Requires ABS and directions and connections plan. Not available in certain areas.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A break from the strong winds and a successful operation using fire to fight fire have helped crews gain ground against that 1,800-acre blaze west of Glenwood Springs. Even Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio is pretty impressed by the resources being marshaled against this blaze.
We have over 200 people on this fire, and if you've been watching the air show, we have more aircraft on this fire than I have ever seen in any fire ever.
But today, firefighters likely will face more hot, dry weather and afternoon gusty winds as they try to beat down that blaze. Crews have contained 50%, which has forced the evacuation of 90 homes in rugged mountains about 160 miles west of Denver. The Cheeseman Reservoir south of Denver opened to anglers again for the first time since the massive Hayman wildfire in 2002. Erosion from hillsides left barren by the fire dumped tons of mud, ash, and decomposed granite into the reservoir. It's finally cleared. And delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Denver next year are scoping out the 17,000 hotel rooms they'll need for their get-together next August. They're tackling such logistical issues now as transportation, lodging, and security. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, Jackknife Semi on the ramp from eastbound C-470 to Santa Fe has traffic stacked up back to Wadsworth. That's for your Littleton commute. Had another broken down semi up in Adams County, still bogging down the southbound lanes there of I-25 from 144th to 84th, so two real tough areas for us right now. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike was affected by a crash near Cherryvale if you're headed into Boulder. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today for this first day of summer, sunny and hot, high of 96. Tonight we'll get some isolated evening thunderstorms and a low of 60, and currently it's fair and 75. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha, caramel, hazelnut, and any flavor combination you like. Stop into Sonic and try a new iced latte today, because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Time to myself. My new luxurious Whirlpool tub, surrounded by my beautiful new custom cabinets. Oh, there's no other place. And we're back.
Create the ultimate escape at the Summer Bath Event. See the latest designs from American Standard. Plus, purchase select Master Bath cabinetry and get a $150 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 4th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I love John Turk. He's like going to back to high school, you know, because I'm sitting here, I'm talking about which way, I'm reading MikeCheck.org, and Christy Harvey, our friend from Center for American Progress, puts it together. And you know, I'm sitting there reading, and I'm going, oh, look, some of the food companies aren't very environmentally correct. And I mentioned Taco Bell, and he tells me this terrible story about a woman caught defecating in a... And I'm like, And now I can only think of an eight-layer burrito. And thanks for giving me that line, John. And no thanks for giving me that line. And gross. Gross. I tell you, it's like having Johnny Knoxville back at the studio. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart.
I take that as a compliment, Aaron.
Filling in for Jay Marvin. I knew you would. That's why I made you a compliment. You think it's cool to be Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to start on Jackass 3.
I see. Hey, listen, we should start a campaign right now to get you cast in that. Dude, you'd be a natural.
I am a natural.
And he's talking with his mouth full. Nice. I hope you're not eating a seven-layer burrito. Eight-layer burrito. Whatever layer burrito. All right, I want to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about at 8:08 in the morning. We can even the grossest stories you've ever heard, or, you know, the strangest things you've ever seen in terms of, you know, or whether you ever felt uncomfortable watching breastfeeding. I mean, I don't feel uncomfortable. I may feel a little weird when I see somebody breastfeeding a five-year-old, but then I go, all right, their business, and I move on. Because really, I believe in women's rights, and I believe in equal access, and I believe that women should be supported in feeding our children, shouldn't they? Yeah, you'd think it's a gimme, but apparently, thank you, Elitches, it's not, although they have atoned. Now, I also want to talk to you about Michael Bloomberg's candidacy, possibly, because I know he's not very well known out here, and somebody, one of my colleagues in the Pacific Northwest said, well, but he's so bad on the environment, he canceled the environmental program in New York. And so I dialed up a friend of mine, a lifelong New Yorker, and I said, yo, what's up? And she said, he did it for a while because we were having a fiscal crisis, and he said it cost too much money, and he didn't want to do it right then. But he said he'd reinstate it whenever the city got better off financially, and he did. And I was like, wow, a guy who actually lived up to his word. Wow. So I don't know. I'm intrigued by the possibility. I'm not married to any of the Democratic candidates. Sometimes I find myself longing for Al Gore to jump back in, but I know as soon as he does, they'll vilify him and call him the tree hugger and inventor of the Internet, and they'll point out every single mistake and inconvenient truth, and we'll have to hear about the vast left-wing conspiracy. As a matter of fact, Mara Liasson of Faux News Network used that very term when she was working for NPR the other day to describe the blogosphere and the new, you know, empowerment of the left. Now, there was just a conference back in Washington, D.C., Take America Back. I'm sure you heard about it on Air America Radio. So, are we taking America back? And I do see progress, if not perfection, because I would love to end this war now. We need to get out of there. We are not doing any good. As a matter of fact, an earlier news report today, 14 more people killed. When is this going to stop? How is it going to stop? Are we going to be able to stop it? I don't know. Sometimes I despair we'll be able to get anything done again. But then we do. Then I accumulated some stories of hope and warning notes for us this morning. And one of them that I see is sicko is going to come out, so we'll all have a national conversation about health care. Yay, Michael Moore. Love him or hate him, he raises the bar in terms of our discussion with his opinionated, pretty well-informed. He does make some mistakes, but don't we all? I mean, I don't need everything to be absolutely pristine and perfect. If the president misspeaks sometimes, I'm not going to nail him every single time, although you think he'd get spina bifida right when he's trying to be our moralist in chief, our moralistic, I am holier than thou, I shall come down from a mountaintop and tell you what to believe. You'd think he would go over it. But hey, whatever. He's just so bad, isn't he? He's just, I swear, it's like, okay, five more minutes of him. But the question remains on our shoulders now. Who do we want? And I got to tell you something. I am partisan, and I don't apologize for it. I do want to talk to you if you're a conservative. I do. I want to hear your thoughts. But do you really want Mitt Romney in office when he says things like, some people have said we ought to close Guantanamo. My view is we ought to double its size. Do you really want a guy who claims he had an epiphany about abortion, that he woke up one morning and was struck by stem cells and the morality of that, and he suddenly became convinced that letting a woman choose what to do with her own body is wrong and I have to control her immediately, that he changed his mind so he could pander to the very extreme right? Interventionist, right? No. And then John McCain trots out, hi. He said he was pro-abortion way after he allegedly had this conversion. So come on, folks. Let's not be fooled by these guys again. You know, what is that song from CSI? I know some famous group sings it, and I'm blanking on it at the moment, but we won't get fooled again. The Who. Will we? God, I can't believe I didn't know that. I didn't get that immediately. We won't be fooled again. Will we, John and Brush? Will we be fooled again? Will we elect Fred Thompson president of the United States, as one of my conservative listeners bragged to me in an email when he found out I was going to work this week? I mean, will we be fooled again, John?
You got me there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was kind of a different introduction than Jay usually uses, so you caught me off guard.
Okay.
You've been off the air up here. I guess you've had some technical difficulties for a couple of days, so we've really missed you.
Oh, thank you.
We've been kind of in withdrawal with Jay gone, and
yeah.
He was gone about 2.5 days, and then I was busy yesterday, and all of a sudden I get you this morning, and that's a nice, refreshing change.
Well, good. I personally think I should fill in for Jay all the time, but, you know, that's my personal opinion.
I just have a lighthearted story for you, because you were talking about gross stories and other things.
Oh, yes.
They were having a contest down in Florida for the most embarrassing moment. And a woman called in and said that she has had an appointment to see her gynecologist, and she was running late. And so rather than take a shower, she just grabbed a wash rag that was in the bathroom and washed herself up and threw on some fresh clothes, and she went to the gynecologist. And the whole time that she
Can we tell this story on radio? I just
yeah,
need... Okay,
it's
okay.
It's not going to get any worse than that.
All right.
She went to the gynecologist, and the whole time she was having an appointment, the guy had kind of this strange little smirk on his face, and she went home and thought nothing of it until later. And that night her daughter called down from upstairs and said, "Mom, where's my wash rag, the one with the sprinkles on it for my prom date tonight?"
Oh, oops.
And
so she was literally glowing in the dark.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And they said, hands down, that won the award for the most embarrassing.
That won the most embarrassing?
Well, it wasn't until she got home that she realized why the guy had a smirk on his face.
Oh, okay.
But,
I guess if it was like, she dusted herself with sparkles for
yeah.
me. Oh, gross. All right. Well, okay. That's an interesting... I don't know.
Just a little lighthearted something.
All right. Well, if you live out in Brush, I always have to say this, and I will say it again and again, and probably until I quit broadcasting as a human being, which will probably be when I shovel off. But anyway, here's the thing. Fort Morgan has some of the best cinnamon rolls in the world. They're at the top of the hill, right coming off I-70. They're in a little cafe that truckers stop at. They're as big as your head, and they have fabulous icing.
Oh, yeah. Up down there.
The best.
Across from Wally World.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's where it is.
Well, we have a good bakery down in Brush, too, so.
Well, I'll have to come visit. I'll have to come visit. Thank you very much for your call. It's 8:16 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. I have to say, was that the grossest story you've ever heard? Because I can think of, you know, it isn't gross. It's embarrassing. And you know what? He did say embarrassing, didn't he? I can think of an embarrassing. Oh, I can think of embarrassing things I've done. I can think of really embarrassing things I've done. We might want to be a little more lighthearted as we head into the first day of summer. I know John Turk will really enjoy it if you have a nice, gross, or embarrassing story to tell him. He loves public humiliation because he likes jackass. It's 8:16. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Standing by is Gina Michaels.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Let's talk about more. The kind of more you get from a really smart buy, like buying a Hyundai. Starting with the Hyundai Sonata, with more standard safety features than Toyota Camry. Or the Hyundai Santa Fe, deemed more athletic than a Honda Pilot by theCarConnection.com. Or the Azera, with more warranty coverage than any luxury brand. Now let's talk about more money in your pocket. Because right now, you can get more with great deals across the lot. Like the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. It's just $249 a month for 24 months with $19.99 due at signing. So you get more, and you make a smart buy even smarter. But this offer only lasts for a few more days. So visit a Hyundai dealer before July 2nd and get more with the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. Just $249 a month. See dealer for limited warranty details. Includes $0 security deposit. Excludes tax, title, license, and fees. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease-end price. Negotiated at signing. Except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
The only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-7558. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-500-7558. 1-800-500-7558. That's 1-800-500-7558.
94 Saturn number 987 with job, approved credit, and approved down payment. Limit one per family while supplies last. It's time to go to Invesco Field at Mile High. Go shop over 1,200 used cars. Go save with prices from $49.95. Go get a money-back guarantee. Get the Go Smart Choice. It's the Go Used Car Super Sale. This Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Shop over 1,200 used cars and trucks. Price to go from $49.95. Go get financing. This sale is so huge, we have 10 lenders on site ready to help you get approved. Or let CU Direct Connect link you to over 50 credit unions. Go Broncos! Receive a complimentary Broncos license plate frame at the sale. The Go Used Car Super Sale is this Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Hurry before used cars from $49.95 are gone. Call today, 1-866-206-AUTO.
These people are so full of hatred and so full of bile that everybody's evil.
Honest opinion.
Any war that George Bush chooses is, of course, to liberate the people. But once we're there, those people that we love so much, they become pure evil.
And the truth from Randy Rhodes.
If I have to keep smacking down idiots like that every time I go on TV, they might as well put me on the WWF, because at least it would be pay-per-view and I would get paid.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
It's 8:21. It's a perfect song for a hot day. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's going to get hot, hot, hot today. So make sure you've got your spray bottle, your blender vichyssoise. I'll give you the recipe coming up. Make sure you have ice. Mm-mm, baby.
Vichyssoise, what is that?
Vichyssoise is cold potato soup in French.
Okay. Sounds good.
I first ate it at the Denver Club, as a matter of fact. One of our godmothers decided we needed some civilizing. So took us to the Denver Club, and that's where I first ate it in those lovely little silver bowls that they had. And I was like, this is so good. I was going to try to drink it, but then I looked at her face and went, maybe I'm not supposed to drink it. It's 8:21. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. I can still remember the taste of that vichyssoise. I really can. It's 8:21. Thank you, Mom, for taking me there. And thank you, Mrs. Russell. It's 303-713-7600. John in Denver, good morning, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty swell. And you?
Good. You know, I never realized that that's what vichyssoise was. My grandmother makes that.
I love cold potato soup.
I just knew it as cold potato soup because she knew the word, and apparently the word that she knew in Russian was something different.
Right.
And so I just knew it as cold potato soup, and
cool.
I never liked it as a kid, but I never knew what that's what that was. Well,
I have a killer blender recipe that's real easy to whip up on a hot day. It is. it's very easy. You don't have to go out and kill the potatoes or drag them in or wash them or anything like that. It's very easy.
Well, you got to cook them first.
Well, actually, I have a recipe that circumvents cooking because it was invented by my father, as far as I know, who cooking on a hot day was not something he would ever want to do.
Right.
So,
right.
So, but I'll talk about it in a bit, unless you want to hear it right now. I can certainly tell you right now. But I will let you have your time first. How about that? And then I'll go into recipes later. Hi, John.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks.
Go ahead. What's your point?
Well, you had mentioned the movie Sicko, and
yes.
So that motivated me to call in. I was going to wait until the Friday call-in, but John Turk wasn't sure if they were going to have that based upon the guest and whatnot. So I thought I'd call in now. And the Mayan Theater here in Denver is doing a screening of the film this Saturday.
That's right, because it's opening early in some cities, and I guess Denver's one of them. Good.
Yes.
I love the Mayan.
The official opening date is, I believe, supposed to be, well, actually the same day that the iPhone comes out, June 29th.
9th, right.
It's sad that I know that.
Yeah, it is sad. No, I want an iPhone. I covet. I don't normally covet products. You know what I mean? I'm a good consumer. I like to buy things as much as the next woman. But I got to tell you something. I covet the iPhone.
Me too. So anyway, they're doing a special screening at the Mayan. The California Nurses Association is working on a campaign. They're calling it Scrubs for Sicko. I've contacted them to try to get some background information and see if we can't replicate that same effort. Kind of similar to what MoveOn did during Fahrenheit 9/11, where they had people pass out information and try to organize some effort and stuff around that. I haven't gotten a response. I only sent the email yesterday afternoon.
Well, let us know, because I think that would be a really great thing. I can see people in their scrubs coming on the 29th to the Mayan to hang out. That sounds fabulous. And that's next Friday, right? Excellent. Because it has gotten mixed reviews. I think the New York Post called it a botched operation, but, of course, we know who owns them. And the Daily News has pronounced it boffo. I haven't heard that since I used to read the trades in Hollywood. Boffo box office. But hopefully it will do boffo box office. I mean, I cheer him on. I know he's in trouble, too, with the law over having gone to Cuba. But he's already revealed.
Pathetic.
Well, and you know, wasn't he one of the ones, in addition to 60 Minutes, I think, but I think it may have been the progenitor of the horrible practice, and this is an abomination of our against our people, of dumping people who are homeless, who are in the hospital. Did you see that report on 60 Minutes?
I did. What city did that happen in?
Los Angeles.
Yes, I did hear about
Los Angeles. Dumping people. I mean, I'm sorry, you know, too poor, too tired, too sick. Let's just dump you and your IV out in the middle of the street, shall we? It's like literally giving new meaning to kick you to the curb, you know? I mean, it's just...
I mean,
what a great title for a movie about our healthcare system. Sicko.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I mean, it... And I'm sorry I didn't know that it was opening in Denver, because it says here it's going to open in San Francisco, at Los Angeles, and Boston. But I guess they're getting sneak previews before we are, the 29th.
This sneak preview is what today's the 23rd.
It's Saturday, so it's the 23rd. So it is a week ahead.
I need to get in a couple of details on it.
Please do.
They're expecting a sellout crowd.
Right.
So they're requesting that people buy tickets online ahead of time.
Okay.
I believe it's movietickets.com, but the easiest way for anybody who's listening that wants to go and purchase a ticket ahead of time is I've got a post at squarestate.net. It's on the front page. The title is Hey Sicko, and a link to the direct movie ticket purchase is right in that article.
Oh, cool. So you've got Hey Sicko, squarestate.net.
Yeah.
For Colorado being a square state, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so, but we're not square. We're too hip, gotta go.
We're actually rectangular, but we, in the whole discussions of what we name our state-based political blog, we said, rectangular state kind of sounds dumb, so we'll compromise.
Well, what does being a square state mean to you? What does that mean? I have to ask now.
It just means that our borders are a little boring and they're not defined by a river, that's all.
Excellent.
I mean, I grew up in Chicago and, you know, one of our borders is defined by the Mississippi River.
True.
And another one is a straight line pretty much between Illinois and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So.
And we look like a land plot, which probably we were, more or less. I don't know. I'm not sure where the Spaniards put the original emphasis, and I'm not sure where our tribes did either, so I shouldn't speak too quickly. But I'm glad to hear Denver's going to be one of the cities, because the New York Times article I had this morning about Sicko only mentioned the East Coast and San Francisco and Los Angeles, not us. So I'm glad we're going to do it.
There have been some special screenings here and there. There was one in D.C., I believe, on Monday that was, you know, a one-night-only event. And I believe this one in Denver is also supposed to be a one-night-only at the Mayan.
And you haven't seen it? You've only seen the trailers on YouTube or whatever?
I actually, to be honest, I haven't even seen the trailers yet.
Well, I'm excited.
Only because I'm trying to get, you know, organize, see if we can get some folks, either nurses or doctors, who can come. And the idea is that these folks would, after the movie, after people see the film and they're walking out of the theater, they can see these people wearing scrubs, and they can ask them, is everything I just saw really true? And these people who actually work in the profession can actually, you know, verify or answer the questions or let them know what it's like actually on a daily basis.
That would be wonderful. That would be absolutely great. Now, you know, maybe you should call, in addition to communicating with California, have you tried the local nurses association and doctor and the medical association in Colorado itself?
To be honest, no. But you might, that's a good idea.
You might want to try it. I mean, you've only got a couple of days, so you might want to just shoot out some emails, and obviously, hopefully, they're listening to this show right now.
Sure.
And squarestate.net is the place to go and to talk to you and to get that done, because I really would love to see a huge turnout for it. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a huge turnout, but I agree with you, having the scrubs there and the questions available would be really great.
Yeah. I then also say, if anybody who's listening to this is interested in helping out with that, in addition to the story, the diary I have there at Squarestate, if you want to email me directly, it's John E, J-O-H-N-E, at COVAD.net, COVAD.net is
my .net, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I can, I'm helping organize that. So
John E at COVAD.net?
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you so much, and don't be a sicko, but enjoy sicko.
Thanks for the time.
You bet. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. There's another progressive event. You got breastfeeding on Sunday and sicko on Saturday. What a fun state. And it's hot, 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 so do please be cool. And gosh darn it, John Turk gets to go to a Rockies game today. I want to see some good baseball. I want to see the National League beat the American League. I don't like designated hitters. It's 8:30 in the morning. I'm Erin Hart, 303-713-7600. And now stand by for Gina Michaels with Progressive Traffic. She'll give you tips on how to stay cool in that traffic.
All right. Thanks, Erin. Looks like traffic getting back to normal for the most part around the metro area. Much better through Adams County now on southbound I-25. Although we still have problems through Littleton, eastbound C-470 there between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. That was due to a jackknife semi on the ramp. Had a wreck westbound Arapahoe at Jordan, causing backups to Parker, and new problems southbound Federal at I-70. Weather outlook today looks like it's official first day of summer. It's going to be sunny and hot with a high of 96, currently fair and 75. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the Italian BMT sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
Still haven't seen the Obama Girl video? Check out what everyone's talking about and tell us what you think about it. Watch it right now on AM760.net.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're looking for justice, need a progressive trial lawyer, then I want to tell you about Mike Turner. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, and auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner, a progressive lawyer, will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner. Call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Yeah.
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 800-900-0427. That's 800-900-0427. 800-900-0427.
Leaf Guard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're looking for a new challenge with a great company, call Leaf Guard to schedule an interview today. 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Doc's has four Denver metro locations: Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. I think Mario's filling in tomorrow, so... And then Jay's back, and hopefully I'll be joining you a little later in the summer as well. And if you'd like to find out more about what I'm up to, it's Aaron at AaronHartShow.com, or just go to AaronHartShow.com. It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. Bravo to Littleton. I just have to send a shout-out to Littleton. Yay! Because they looks like they're going to turn down that Walmart. Now, look. South Platte Park should be South Platte Park. I'm not sure we need a 24-hour day, seven big box store, particularly one that isn't too nice to its workers. No, 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 no. Go away. Thanks. Bye-bye. Get a better plan. Get a better plan. San, do it quick. So I'm really proud of Littleton for turning that down. I used to, as a child, ride horses in Littleton and pull up stakes of real estate boundaries. I can't believe I'm admitting that. We did. We rode horses and we pulled up the stakes that were laid out to for the surveyors. I apologize in advance to anybody who's upset with me still. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. I'm sharing some things that I think are hopeful for our country coming up, but I also think are dreadful and that we're worried. One thing I'm hopeful about, sicko will engender a conversation about our health care in this country. One thing I'm not hopeful about is the state of our health care in this country. Its emphasis is, you know, we've got an outbreak of a raging outbreak of type 2 diabetes, the one that is caused by diet. My nephew suffers from type 1, which is, means his pancreas just stopped manufacturing insulin. And it's scary. And why don't we have stem cell research? I want more help for our citizens who need it than I want less of it. And I do not understand why we have to fall behind, you know, scientific, accepted scientific thought, and why we have to cease to be one of the world's leaders in scientific research. There's just no good excuse for it. And you have the feeling that Michael Bloomberg would look at that and go, get this out of the way. Stop it. Right now. Stop it. And I don't, you know, I'm not hot on him necessarily as President of the United States because I'm not sure an independent candidate could work. But it shows how dissatisfied people are with the amazing numbers of cluster-uck candidates who are running for office. And one of them I'm going to pick on. I pick on my own side as well as the other side. Everybody knows that. And I have to, because the reality is, Hillary Rodham Clinton is not, and now has dropped the Rodham, I guess, so I just should just call her Hillary Clinton, is not fully trusted by the left and is demonized and vilified by the right, which should be enough of a reason to like her anyway. But the reality is some of her decisions have bothered me and bothered me mightily. So I'd like to talk to you about it, but the first thing I have to do is make some gentle fun because, good grief, oh, please, oh, goodness gracious, me. First we hear, and we made fun of it on the show, John, remember? We made fun of Hillary Rodham Clinton putting out, "Hi, choose my campaign song. Let the people vote. This is what we'll do. We'll post them. We'll let them vote." And here, allegedly, is how the people voted. And we'll discuss this coming up, because this is really, I guess, the song that won. If the voting wasn't rigged, or if thousands of closet Hillary Rodham Clinton fans voted for this song. This song.
High above the mountains, far across the sea, I can hear your voice calling out to me. Brighter than the sun and darker than the night.
Aaron, can you see her like blow drying her hair to this in the morning? Getting ready for her day.
Listen, she's got to be careful when she blow dries her hair, because just like the rest of us, Hillary can have some really massively bad hair days. And to be fair, equal opportunity, George Bush's hair has been looking real raunch lately. He needs some cream rinse.
My only comment on this one, Aaron, is this isn't high school politics. Who needs a campaign song?
Well, I don't mind a campaign song if it's jazzy or good. This song doesn't fall in that category. We're meant to fly. I mean, can you see her flying high up in the clouds? What's this angel, Hillary Rodham Clinton, is going to deign to come down from the heavens to save us? Heavens to Murgatroyd. Oh, this song sucks. Do you like this song?
Absolutely not.
Please. It's dreadful. You and I both have a kick-ass kind of rock sensibility, I think, that we share. And I really don't like this song. I think it's awful. How is this supposed to move? Wow, I really want to vote for her now. You know, I didn't like Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow much either. But here's the thing. Do you think it was sabotage? Because I think the Faux News Network must have been behind this. Because who would vote for a Canadian to sing your American anthem? Do you know what I'm saying? It's just a question. I don't mean to be necessarily mean-spirited to our Canadian friends, because I like Canada, and I like visiting it, and I like Canada a lot, and I have some Canadian listeners, so don't be mad at me. But I don't think even Canadians would like Celine Dion to sing this song for Hillary. To come back down. Can you hear this at the Denver Net? I mean, Denver deserves better for our first convention. What would have been worse was John Denver. Okay, I know. I'm a true Coloradan. I can't stand Rocky Mountain High.
She should have just gone with Holding On for a Hero.
I like R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Anything would have been better than this. You know, Hillary should have sung a song herself. She sings flat. It would have been funny. She could have made fun of things. The Onion was saying she should have picked the Benny Hill song, which is pretty rude, but it's like, I'm sorry, does anybody like that song? I really need to hear from you. 303-713-7600. I'm now dissing I've talked about women's rights. I hate Benny Hill, too, for the record. That would get me more fired up. Particularly if she were decking Benny Hill. That I would like. She just took a real, like, a socked him right in the eye. Because, you know, his hair is kind of messy, too. Come think of it. Oh, that's enough. I've had enough. I can't be tortured musically anymore. It's 303-713-7600. Now, come on, please. You and I by Celine Dion. First of all, it's not like we lack really kick-ass female singers in this country. I mean, just to think of a few. I mean, if you want to go more old school, you know, Linda Ronstadt. If you want to go more new school, Jewel Pink. I would have preferred Christina Aguilera. Any of them would have been better. June, welcome to AM 760 Progressive. Janet, I'm sorry, Janet, excuse me, I made you June. I apologize. Are you wearing pearls? Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Janet? Janet! I'm sorry, Janet. Damn it, Janet. Give me a call. 303-713-7600. I'm sorry, I did not mean to step on your call. So excuse me for, sometimes I hear things backwards in my head. Harry in Boulder. Welcome, Harry. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Good morning, young lady. How are you today?
I am well, except my ears have been polluted. That song is dreadful.
Living in these trying times and days that we on the right share with y'all on the left.
Yes.
Yeah, we have many things in common. That's for sure.
You know, we do, and I'm glad to hear you say that, actually, because that's part of the point of me trying to cover the elections in a new way. I want to do it like kind of with a backyard fence kind of feel.
Well, you know, and that's the way it should be. And I apologize for cutting you off. I didn't mean to do that.
No, that's fine.
Gone are the days when we can have a civil discourse over the problems that face this country. And I think that's a shame because, Aaron, I don't personally believe that these are so much left and right wing issues as they are American issues that need to be discussed and resolved.
Me too.
And maybe it's a good thing you're sitting down talking to a conservative that has that belief, but I do believe in that.
You know, so do I. I grew up in a mixed family. I grew up with conservatives and Democrats in my family. And as a matter of fact, they used to delight in going to the polls. My grandmother and grandfather would insist that my father take them both to the polls because they had to cancel each other's votes out.
Exactly.
But we grew up discussing politics and talking about it. And, yeah, sometimes we got a little hot under the collar. But I don't remember it being so bitter. And I remember really having fun in civics class or debate class or wherever class, where we used to set up, you know, dialogues and discussions and debates and have a good time talking to each other, even if we virulently disagreed. And I just find it sad that we just seem to yell all the time, you know? Me included. I'm not saying I don't.
Well, and, you know, that's something we all slip into from time to time because we're human beings. But when we lose our civility towards each other and our respect and regards for each other, that's when the neocons have won.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's when the neocon element of the Republican Party has won. And I quit the Republican Party, I would say close to 3 years ago now. But I will have nothing to do with them in the future because I don't believe in what they have done to our country and where they're taking it. And now that doesn't make me a Democrat by any means.
No, I understand. You know, for example, I'll give you an example. I have balanced budget now in my list of things that I want for my country. I wouldn't have necessarily known about that except that I grew up with a bunch of conservatives, and I used to have Mike Rosen trying to beat me over the head with it. And you know, I'm grateful for it because it made me think in a whole new way. Now, I still believe there's a role for government, which you may not and Mike may not, but there are ways for us to talk to each other where we can hammer and tong it out or get our, you know, I want to see the days of a Tip O'Neill and a committed conservative across the aisle. I do think Ronald Reagan cheapened the debate a bit by demonizing government, and I didn't like that at all. But
you know, I also believe they
were able to hammer out some agreements that helped us out.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite Democrats was Daniel Patrick Moynihan.
Scoop Jackson, you know, I mean, I didn't agree. I'm more liberal than either one of them, but could I listen to them? Yes. And could I understand what they were talking about? Sure. I mean, I have a lot of admiration for Chuck Hagel for taking some stands, you know, that have been very unpopular. Do I agree with him about choice? Hell no. But do I believe, you know, that this war is immoral? And have I thought, as a Vietnam veteran, he has a searing, authentic quality when he speaks about the war. You know, it's like when Jim Webb was talking about whether or not to authorize the troops and what to do about a few issues regarding our troops overseas. He speaks with an authenticity because he's been there. He's done that. He's fought for our country. He's a grown-up. I want to listen to grown-up debates. I want to be a grown-up, for God's sake.
Absolutely.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
We've got to have a little bit of fun.
Okay.
Never lose your childlike ways.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your call, and we will agree on that note. And thank you so much for calling up.
And as far as her song goes, you're absolutely right. For her, I would have chosen American Woman by the Guess Who.
Ooh, what a great song. Much better. Thank you.
Have a good day, young lady.
Thank you. You too, sir. Janet in Littleton, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well.
Good. I just think with all of the important issues going on in this country, to have anything on anybody's website about some idiotic pop song is just absolutely ludicrous, and I find it very offensive.
That she did it or that I'm talking about?
No, that she did it.
Yeah, I do too. It's like, pander, pander, pander. Can you like me? I'll let you vote on my song.
Yeah.
Pander, pander, pander.
I mean, and it's so ridiculous. And for her to think that it's not going to be sabotaged by people, there's so many people that dislike her that I think that it would bring anything out in droves to vote for something that could, you know, make her look stupid.
Well, that's part of it, too, is you know that this was sabotage. You just know.
Yeah.
A number of Fox people went, let's vote for Celine again. Let's get her a Canadian singer.
Yeah. I mean, for Pete's sake. And, yeah, I'm a 55-year-old woman. I hate pop music. If it had been some good rock and roll. But the trouble
is, we grew up with good rock and roll and good soul music. We're not going to want this nonsense.
But the trouble is that with music, you can't pick a song that there's not a big group of people that would hate it.
Of course. Of course.
You know, I mean, it's just to, like, somehow identify. I hated the, you know, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Well, and I hated it, too.
Because I couldn't stand Fleetwood Mac.
I don't like Fleetwood. You know, you're the only other person I know who doesn't like Fleetwood Mac. I say I don't like Fleetwood Mac, and people go, you're the devil.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you
Fleetwood
know,
Mac,
if I hear
the Eagles, I mean,
give
me a break.
Oh, actually, I think there's a person at AM 760 Progressive Talk who likes the Eagles, but I'll still say, although Motel California is still a favorite song to sing in the car, but that's about it.
That was my favorite line in The Big Lebowski.
Yeah! Oh, that's a fabulous line. Thank you so much for reminding us.
So, anyway, I think that that's too bad that she made that choice, and you got to wonder, you know, what her campaign is thinking.
Amen, sister. Thank you so much for your call.
You bet. Have a good one.
It's 8:51. I'm a little overdue for a break, and we're going to have to go out with Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Thanks a lot, John. Yuck. Stand by now for Gina Michaels in traffic. Gina, I was so possessed by that. It was like I forgot to say, hi, Gina.
Thanks, Aaron. Still dealing with some of those delays across Littleton affecting your eastbound lanes of C-470 between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. That was due to a jackknife semi on the ramp there from eastbound to Santa Fe. Southbound I-25, still a little sluggish through downtown 58 to Spear. Traffic shaking loose, though, up through Thornton and North Glen southbound lanes from that earlier problem. Weather outlook today. Expect a sunny and hot one with a high of 96. Tonight, we'll get some isolated evening thunderstorms, a possibility of gusty winds and a low of 60. Tomorrow, more of the same. Hot and 93. Right now under fair skies, it's 75. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ladies, Fantastic Sams has something to make your hair healthy and beautiful for the summer. Their texture services can add bounce, curl, wave, and volume.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for. It's easy. Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Or because you haven't made employee payroll deposits? Relax. Call Effectur and see how quickly it can be taken care of. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. Effectur is staffed by professionals, many of whom have worked for the IRS. So we understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call now. 1-800-500-9424. That's 1-800-500-9424. 1-800-500-9424.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment, and they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolf, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them Jay Marvin sent you.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm Aaron Hart. Thanks, Robert in Denver. I'm glad you think I rock and glad to hear me on the radio. I'm glad to hear from you all, too. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin this Thursday morning. It's going to get hot. Oh, wait, why am I stepping on American women? Let me put that up, John.
Mama, let me be. Don't come hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do than spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman.
Now, I know this would have some lyrics that might offend Hillary supporters, but you know what? It's a kick-ass song, and you can change some of the lyrics.
It's tough, at least, you know?
It's tough. It's smart. It motivates you, you know? Gets you moving. It's like the Obama-rama song, too. That one was, you know, kind of mildly creepy, but funny. Here's the problem with what Hillary did with you and I. It sucks, and that's about all you can say about it. But we have another clip, and as long as I'm being mean and picking on candidates, even my own side, I'm going to be mean yet again and pick on the Sopranos bit they did because, oh, man, who's writing their humor? Stephen Colbert, stat! 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Back soon.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. 14 U.S. deaths in Iraq over the past 2 days, including 5 in a single roadside bombing today northeast of Baghdad.
This is a tough fight, and it's going to continue to be a tough fight as we increase the pressure on these insurgent networks and terrorist networks over here.
Brigadier General Kevin Bergner, CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons.
This is an enemy that has booby-trapped and has set many explosive devices behind as they've left these areas. And more often than not, if we're not careful, we're exposed to these kinds of dangers.
And 16 people were killed in a suicide truck bombing today in northern Iraq. The site was a town hall in a Sunni area. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing new smog rules. EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson.
I have concluded that the current standard is insufficient to protect public health.
But some states don't even meet the current standards for air quality. These proposed changes are the first in a decade. Environmentalists like Fred Krupp say they'll wait and see.
We're going to hold the applause until their decision is final. We are thankful that the EPA is moving forward. But the standard should even be tighter.
Big-time sports doesn't start at the college level. It's trickled down to high schools. And there's a Supreme Court ruling today that could affect aggressive recruiting. Live to Washington and CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Like a coach in a locker room, Steve, no minced words. The high court emphatically says recruiting can be restricted. Justice John Paul Stevens writes hard sell tactics could lead to exploitation.
It reinforces the concepts and beliefs of education-based sports.
Bob Canaby heads a group representing state high school athletic associations.
Young people in middle schools are not to be beleaguered and tugged on and pulled on at ages 8, 9, 10, 11.
This case from Tennessee, where a private football powerhouse tried luring in some 8th graders. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Still no sign of 4 people swept away in floodwaters 2 days ago in New York's Catskill Mountains. At least 2 are known dead. Rough weather in the upper Midwest today. Heavy rain and wind, and there was hail the size of baseballs yesterday in parts of Minnesota.
It just came so fast that it shattered the windshield. She jumped in the back to cover the kids, and glass flew all over.
He lives about an hour's drive northeast of Minneapolis. Steady rain in North Korea's capital hasn't dampened a U.S. diplomat's effort to jumpstart nuclear disarmament talks.
Here for a brief stop, and we want to get the six-party process moving.
It's U.S. Envoy Christopher Hill on a rare trip to the North. Six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear program are supposed to resume next month. The Tennessee woman convicted of shooting and killing her minister husband has been sent to a mental health facility by a judge who says she can serve her sentence there. Mary Winkler, who got 3 years for involuntary manslaughter, spent about a week in jail. Checking Wall Street, a bit of a turnaround. The Dow is now up 20 points, and the NASDAQ is ahead 8. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number. Just call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So
you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Go now. Call now.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. More hot, dry weather forecast today along with afternoon wind gusts, all of which could complicate firefighting efforts in western Colorado. That big wildfire west of Glenwood Springs has already scorched 1,800 acres, but a BLM spokesman says yesterday was a critical day and things went well. Although 90 families are still out of their homes, and there's no word on when that evacuation order will be lifted.
We're optimistic that we can do so soon. We don't want to do so until it's safe.
300 firefighters have gained 50% containment of that blaze. They're being assisted by 10 aircraft. Fortunately, no structures damaged, and nobody's gotten hurt. Denver's Catholic Archbishop Charles Chaput has now endorsed President Bush's veto of legislation authorizing federal funding for stem cell research. He says killing of human embryos is never justified. Denver Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette, one of the main sponsors, says scientists say embryonic stem cells hold the most promise for finding cures for a variety of ailments. And another hot one on the way with highs in the upper 90s, and maybe tough for some Coloradans to deal with the heat, but air conditioning repair companies love it. George Donaldson, general manager of 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, says their business is up about 100% since the heat wave hit.
A lot of no cooling calls. Their ACs are not working. Getting a lot of those.
Donaldson says if you think you might be having trouble with your AC, take a look at the unit. Leaves can clog the airflow. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we've shaken loose in most places around the metro area where we had crashes or issues. Looks like now just the slow pockets remain. Southbound I-25, 58 to Spear downtown. Southbound 225 as you head through the tech center between Parker and I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, sunny and hot with a high of 96. Tonight we'll get some isolated.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. You know, the story that scared me the most in the paper yesterday wasn't necessarily the war stories, although those always scare me. It was the story about the birds who are disappearing from our planet. Like bobwhites, like millions disappearing. We'll talk about that coming up maybe in a little bit. I also have Blender Vichyssoise to tell you about, which I always do every summer here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, because it is my duty when it's 90-plus degrees outside to give you some relief. And Unfortunately, it's 9:08 in the morning, and we have... And, oh, by the way, I just want to send a shout-out to my nephews, Hayden Brennan. Good morning. Welcome. It's good to talk to you. I love you. And Christine and Steve, hi. Yay. And Dennis and Charlie. I always have to say hello to my family. Okay. So the thing is, I have another bone to pick with the Clinton campaign. And this one is due to a parody. And this is the parody. I love The Sopranos, okay? I think Carmela rocks. And I think maybe Maureen Dowd picked on them because I saw her headline, but I don't subscribe to the Times Online part where I have to pay money for their editorials at the moment. So I did not read it, full disclosure, because I'm going to pick on her for this piece because this is awful. Here is their so-called spoof. They need new comedy writers. Paging Jon Stewart, paging anyone funnier than them, Carlos Mencia, paging anybody but Andrew Dice Clay, because we really don't want to sabotage her campaign, paging Louis Black, who I saw the other night in his fabulous HBO special. I remember seeing Louis Black when he worked with an old bar stool, no joke, smoking like a fiend in the theaters in New York where you could still smoke at that time. In the late 80s, and he would sit there, and he would just sit with a pile of newspaper clippings, not even downloaded from the internet. He had raw newspaper clippings, and you could tell which one was from the New York Times, and which one was from the Post, and which one was from the Daily News, from the shape and the print. But he would sit there, and he would smoke incessantly and rail in much the same way that he rails now. I'm so glad to see his success because he's fabulous. 303-713-7600. Here's the so-called parody that you have a feeling that somehow or another we'll see Louis Black making fun of. Here it is. There's some gaps. We're in a diner. It's a 50s diner. Very reminiscent of the one that Carmela and Tony were sitting in with their son. I don't think Chelsea's in this one, though. She had good sense. Cue the jukebox. Please, Chicago Small.
Anything look good?
We have some great choices. I ordered for the table.
No onion rings?
I'm looking out for you. Where's Chelsea?
Parallel parking.
No. Chelsea did not have the good sense to stay out.
How's the campaign going?
Well, like you always say, focus on the good times.
So what's the winning song?
You'll see.
My money's on Smash Mouth. Everybody in America wants to know how it's going to end.
Ready?
Could have been clever, maybe. Outside possibility. Did Chelsea ever show up? I have not seen the clip. I've just heard it. I don't know whether she ever showed up.
She never showed up.
She never showed up. Thank God. That girl's got sense.
They showed a car outside hitting the bump out of the curb.
That girl has sense. Thank you, John, for filling me in. That is the worst. I mean, it sounds flat. She sounds flat. He sounds okay. But come on. And first of all, the onion rings in that restaurant did look really good. The Sopranos one.
The only good thing, Aaron, was they did actually get Johnny Sack to appear in it. He was the guy that was sitting at the bar, and he walked into the bathroom. It was Johnny Sack from The Sopranos.
Johnny Sack from The Sopranos was in it?
Yeah, he was
now,
in it.
Now, that is fabulous. That is fabulous. I have not, like I said, I've only heard it. I have not seen it. So that's good news, because Johnny Sack was one of my favorite characters on The Sopranos. But I have to say, did you like that parody?
I didn't at all. I mean, you know, I thought it was kind of stupid.
It's better. Well, it's better than you and I.
Bill Clinton was kind of good in it.
No, Bill Clinton's always good. You know, it's like, and she's got a set to sit there across from him and try to act. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, man, I would bring my A game if I was coming up to sit up against him. 'Cause, But, you know, and I understand I'm looking out for you, but she sounded like I'm reading from the cue cards now. I mean, it's fine if she had been a little more, because in that scene, Carmela was distinctly subdued, too. And the great part of the Sopranos thing is they kept showing really kind of dicey and shady-looking characters walking in and out, and Meadow is trying to parallel park outside the restaurant, and you're just convinced that they're all going to get blown away, that the entire Soprano family is going to get machine gun mowed down, or that they're going to kill or kidnap Meadow and will be left hanging or something. I loved it that it ended fade to black, though. I really did. So I'll quit picking on Hillary Rodham Clinton right now, but I just don't think it was a good way to introduce that song, and that song sucks. Can I just say again, it just sucks. It's the worst. Now,
like,
what
let's,
was
let's build a cliffhanger for Celine Dion's song, You and I.
Yeah, right? Let's build, exactly, which is the moral equivalent of a blackout, really, except that Sopranos had 7 years of great history. You know, one of my problems with her is I really, really, really wanted her to become Senate Majority Leader one day. I think she's a fabulous senator from New York. I think she's whip smart. I think she's amazing. But there are certain qualities about her that just give me pause. I mean, all of them give me pause. John Edwards, I think, is too glib sometimes in a funny sort of way. Barack Obama, I think, is untested. But you know what? I'm willing to listen. I have an open mind. I certainly, without a doubt, let me state this very quickly before anybody misunderstands me. The Democratic bank of candidates, all of them, men and women, are infinitely better than the choices on the right side of the fence. I mean, at the moment. You have no, I mean, even if, and Fred Thompson, no exception. Yeah, despite my listener writing me in and going, neener, 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 he wrote me, he goes, Fred Ronald Reagan Thompson will cremate, slaughter, I think was the word he used, slaughter Hillary Clinton in the elections in 2008. And, you know, I think I'm not subconsciously, I'm out and out afraid of that. Because you know what? Fred Thompson doesn't even deserve, I can't believe you hung the mantle of Ronald Reagan. At least he was actually governor of a big state. At least he actually was surrounded by people who worked and elevated him to a point. At least he had some core convictions, apparently, we know from his writings, although I disagreed with many of them and thought he was fatuous and ignorant of a lot of things, and Iran-Contra is inexcusable in my mind, and calling ketchup a vegetable. There are things that Ronald Reagan did, demonizing the U.S. government, that I don't particularly like at all. But at least he was a politician who had actually worked for a living and who changed from being an actor to a politician. Now, Fred Thompson has bounced back and forth. Don't fault him for that. But by every account, including right-wingers, from National Review to Weekly Standard, on up and down, say the same thing about him, which is he's lazy. Now, do you want another lazy president in the White House? Do you want a lazy person who doesn't bother to inform himself, who made a ridiculously ignorant remark about Harry Reid the other day? Do you want that kind of person in the White House? Again? I don't. I'm not doing dumb again. Whatever happens, I'm not doing dumb. I'm not going dumb. I'm not doing dumb. And I would imagine even if you are to the right of Attila the Hun, if you think Dr. Dobson is the best thing that ever happened to you, you cannot possibly want to dumb down this far. You really can't. I mean, I'm not going, and certainly Giuliani's not dumb, but I think he's flawed, and I don't think he's a good presidential possibility. I don't want him to be president of the United States. He's pandering to the right, and I don't like it. And John McCain, likewise, is a right-wing reactionary, and also has not been particularly effective. Mitt Romney, forget about it. Anybody who thinks we ought to double the size of Guantanamo is automatically disqualified on the grounds that he's dumber than rocks. I can't do it. I'm not doing it. So don't make that I will not do. I didn't promise to be nonpartisan, but I will have conversations about issues. And one of the things is that we deserve better. I mean, Mitt Romney wants to keep suspects in jail indefinitely without trials as part of the new American system of justice. Have we not learned? Yow! You and me, you and I. So, that's enough picking on Hillary, I guess. But I really hate that song. I really do. Change it, change it, change it, change it. So it's 303-713-7600. We're going to go to traffic with Gina Michaels, and we're going to be right back with you. So time for Gina to update us, and then we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Blender Vision.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the original non-toxic and biodegradable all-purpose cleaner. As a grandfather, I know that children get into everything. Each year, over 250,000 children need help from poison control centers due to exposure to toxic household cleaners. Simple Green can replace those hazardous products. Try Simple Green today. If you are not completely satisfied, I'll give you your money back. At Simple Green, your family's safety is our business.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Behr's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Behr really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get in on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Behr better? Take the Behr challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Behr.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
I don't want to spell Vichyssoise either, so I actually someone emailed me for the recipe, and I'm going to email her, and I will try to post it on my website, AaronHartShow.com, at some point this week. Don't forget to check in and come to the event up here in Seattle if you can, July 10th, that's a Tuesday, at 7 to 9 p.m. I'll have some great guests. We'll talk politics. We'll have a great time. It's a lovely venue, and it'll be fun. It's in a classic 1920s saloon theater kind of thing. It's fun. Okay, 303-713-7600. Cold potato soup and your recipe to beat the heat. That's coming up, too. So don't worry, cold potato soup fans. It is coming, but I don't want to leave Ron in Loveland hanging. So, Ron, I'm going to let you speak, and I'm going to type the recipe for our listener, and then I will be back with you. Julie, actually. Julie, no fears. I'm sending it to you. Hi, Ron. Welcome.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm pretty swell. You know, it's not as hot up here as it is where you are. Whoa.
Pretty warm already.
Man, it's only June. What's up? But there's no global warming, right? According to our scientific president.
Oh, I heard the spina bifida. It's just embarrassing.
Every time
he says nuclear, I cringe. He's an idiot.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I don't want another lazy guy in the way. Can't bother to write. Okay, we're going to play it again for you just for your enjoyment. Here it is.
Caitlin was born with spina bifidata.
Bifidata.
My God.
Potato, patata.
He's pretty intellectually challenged, isn't he?
I think he's probably just lazy is part of his problem.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't give a damn about people with spina bifida.
No. Photo op. Can you scream photo op real loud?
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. It's embarrassing. It really is. But, you know, I wanted to get back to this Hillary song thing for a moment.
That awful or what?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think you're on to something as far as people who voted for it possibly were trying to sabotage her. I really think there might be something to that. And I sort of feel like maybe she's not supposed to be our nominee. If she isn't our nominee, I'm okay with that. I'm not the biggest Hillary fan out there, I've got to admit. And you know, but the bottom line is, if this is really what people care about, whether she has the coolest campaign song or whether Barack Obama has the sexiest YouTube
video.
Obama
girls. I should have made fun of that too, but that was a week ago. I know.
Well, there's Obama something girl. Wrong here, you know. We've got some serious issues going on in this country, and people need to be, I don't mean to be too much of a downer, but people need to be worried about more important things than the Obama, who's got a crush on Obama, and if she's got the Celine Dion song, my God.
I know. It's like if you're going to be true, I do believe that a certain amount of fun and parodies and all kinds of things. I mean, somebody was saying it would have been funnier if she would have sung a song because she's got such an off-key kind of terrible voice that it would have been kind of endearing to hear her sing. And I don't mind parody and comedy. I really don't. But it's got to be good. That's the problem. And the reality is, if you look like you're pandering for people to like you, it just, doesn't work.
Yeah, that song is so obviously, it's so corny, you know? It's like, can't she see that? Somebody in her campaign should just be saying, I'm sorry, but this song is not even in the running. You know what I mean? It's so not important.
I know. It's like, can we get so what is, let me turn the question around on you then, since we're being so high-minded here. What is your most important issue? What is the issue that you think they ought to be talking about that they are not? Or what should they be taking seriously that they apparently are not?
Oh, boy.
How do we count the ways? I know. It's like searching, lots of them.
Yeah, I think the changing the whole, focus of, this country away from these fictitious threats and towards, first and foremost, the war, I think. That has to be it, because just from the amount of money we're spending and the amount of lives that are being lost, American and other.
Do you think that Bloomberg has a chance in heck, or do you think? I mean, because I don't even know whether he's against the war, but
I gotta be honest and say I haven't paid enough attention to him.
He's new. He's new on the scene. He's not from the Rocky Mountain West. Most people who know about him are from New York. So I'm not. I just was curious because I have not seen his stance on the war yet. I have seen them on balanced budgets and economies and investment in school, and he's pro-choice and he's pro-gay rights. So on those things, he's okay with me. Mm-hmm. I was just curious whether you knew his war stance. But, don't you think it's going to take some time for us to get out of Iraq? For one thing, we have so much hardware and people over there. It's going to take us a while to withdraw. just logistically,
yeah.
they say 6 months to a year to get us out of there because of the amount of equipment that we have in the desert.
Oh, I buy
no
that.
No joke.
I buy that, certainly.
Yeah.
I just, my concern is that people, you know, even Democrats, I think, you know, here's my opinion, that we've got candidates out there who would be shooting for the 6 months to a year timeline, and then we've got other candidates who would probably keep us in there another 5 or 10 years. I really believe, even
yeah.
Democrats, and you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we need to be looking at more of these candidates who are shooting for the 6 months to a year time frame. That's my opinion.
Well, thanks for it. I appreciate it.
Thanks
for calling.
I appreciate
it. You too. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. It's 928. I would love to talk to you. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about what issues matter most to me, about Bloomberg, about breastfeeding, about all those different things. And I'm also thinking about cold potato soup. And, John, as I sit here, and I don't know if you'll know this because you're such a glandular fellow, but there's a similar item. It's like a mild onion, but it's not. It's kind of pinkish, and it's not a red onion. It's, God, I can't remember the name of it. What's wrong with me? It's a scallions. Somebody who can think of it, call me up. Christina, are you listening? What am I thinking of? It's usually from France. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And obviously I'm hungry because I'm having a brain-dead moment. Happens to all of us. But at least I'm not going to mispronounce it. Well, maybe. Give me time. 303-713-7600. Stand by for progressive traffic with Gina Michaels. Go, Gina.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. South on I-25 traffic still a little busy for us in the downtown area. 38 to Spear. No surprises there. Same thing north on I-25 as you head through the bridges. And south on I-25 still shaking loose through the Thornton North Glen area. Other than that, though, we're in good shape. Just keep in mind that we're going to have a lot of traffic downtown today around Coors Field as the Colorado Rockies get set to host the New York Yankees. First pitch, of course, at 1:05 p.m. Weather outlook today, sunny and hot with a high of 96. Currently, fair and 83. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk. This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping cart. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
Welcome, home buyers, to the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. The results are in.
All these ways to save and a 10-year warranty, I give Pulte Homes a 10.
What a home. We saved big and got premium fixtures and appliances standard. A perfect 10 for Pulte Homes. June 22nd to the 24th, save big on your new home during the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. Check out Pulte.com/sale for a neighborhood near you. Incentives vary by region and subject to change. Equal housing opportunity.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
1409. Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And thank you for joining me on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I love talking, and I love talking to you. It's 303-713-7600. Julie, I'm going to send you that cold potato soup recipe coming right up. But I want to leave it on my screen so I can read it to folks and remind myself what's in it. And thanks to the person who called me and told me it was a shallot. Thank you, Alice in Longmont. Welcome. I'm sitting here going, I can see it. I can taste it. I can't remember its name.
Hello, Alice. In my book, I've been around a long time. Edwards and Giuliani would be my favorite.
Edwards and Giuliani.
That's right, and I'm telling you why.
Interesting.
Edwards has sat down there in the South and has watched all these businesses march right on out of the country.
Yep, and a lot of them have.
And it's devastated that section of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen whole towns dry up on account of it.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm not going to like what I find down there. Go ahead.
Giuliani has absolutely cleaned up New York. I was in New York in about 74, and I never saw such a mess in my life. It was dangerous even to walk the streets up there. And the reason why I say, and the most important thing to me is I feel like maybe my people say I'm wrong, get the heck out of Iraq.
Yep. You know, but Giuliani doesn't want to get out of Iraq. Giuliani thinks we have to fight the war. He agrees with the president's policy in Iraq.
But, I'm telling you, I see every day these soldiers. Every weekend I watch how many have been killed. And I think it's a never-ending battle, and I don't think that we could even ever clean up that section of the world. Because and I don't think the United States has any business telling any country how to run their business.
Yeah.
And what religion they should have.
Amen.
Because it hasn't worked.
Nope.
And there's no way it's going to work now, or we'd say it might 30 years from now. But we can't wait.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your call. And what an interesting disparity in your choice. Jim in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. You asked about the most important issue a little bit earlier.
Yes, sir.
And I'm pretty sure it has to be campaign finance. I can't understand any American that believes if it takes $100 to $200 million to run for the presidency that anyone making that run is beholden to them for anything.
I know.
And I mean, Republican, Democrat, it does not matter.
Nope.
As long as the money's there, your voice isn't.
Have you heard of JustSixDollars.org?
Yes.
I love them because, you know, their whole point is if we all just kicked in $6, we could pay for the presidential campaigns and probably our
absolutely.
Senate races as well. And you know
absolutely.
What? Public financing of elections is the only way. I check off my little $3 check off every time I file my tax return. Every single time.
Absolutely.
I make sure it's checked. I send it in. You know, and last night, oh, God, now I'm sitting here going, did I do it last time? Well, I may have skipped it. I hope not. I'll send
people
it $3.
Have to realize. Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I just think it's really important. I really do.
People have to realize it's actually cheaper.
Yeah.
In the long run, because you have your government.
And do you want your government beholden to the military-industrial complex or big oil or anybody else? I don't want them beholden to my own side.
To actually be able to tell the truth. That would be amazing.
What a novelty. And you know, I don't care how ethical you are. I don't care what kind of wonderful person you are. If you take $100,000 from somebody, what, you're gonna diss them? No.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
Please. It's just, It's just, I just find it appalling, and I agree with you. Campaign finance, I'll be right up there with you.
Washington without lobbyists, what a dream.
What a dream. Woo! That's a pair to draw to. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Yep, bye. Joyce in Lafayette, welcome to the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I had a little fog in the voice. In reference to the lady that just spoke to you about Giuliani, I am from New York, and I moved out here 5 years ago. And I have to tell you that until 9/11, the people of New York couldn't wait to get rid of Rudy Giuliani.
I know, because he was the guy was creepy in so many ways. And talk about abrogation of civil rights. He did a number on a number of constituencies.
But now he's really liked out here. I mean, they think he's wonderful. 9/11. He's a slime. And the other point I wanted to bring up was the thing about Hillary Swank and Celine Dion. I mean, really, all these Americans who like to see Celine Dion, she was supposed to sing a lot of joyous, but she sings a song that Hillary chose, but that's no good. I mean, that's ridiculous. And there's so many more important things than that.
This is true. There are, but sometimes I just have to be silly, speaking for myself and taking and owning responsibility. Since you're a New Yorker, though your phone is a little bit hot, Joyce, I got to ask you, what do you think of Michael Bloomberg?
I like Michael Bloomberg. I don't know enough about him because I'm from Long Island, and I think he's a pretty good guy. I think he's done a lot of good for New York also. I think he really has done more good for New York, maybe Rudy Giuliani. I really don't know enough about him.
Okay, but I'm glad for your thoughts. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Erin.
You bet. Take care. Duly chastised, although I'm doubt if I reform. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I have to talk about silly stuff, too. It's too hot to be serious all the time, isn't it? I'm silly in the winter, too. Greg in Brighton, welcome to AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. And somebody stole my thunder. I was calling up with shallot, seriously. I thought, I know it's a shallot, and unfortunately, they beat me to it.
What happened to my little brain? I was like sitting here going, I can see them. I love them. I buy them in huge amounts because they're milder than onions.
They are milder than onions and great in sauces and whatnot. You know, I have my wife keeps the Food Network on 24/7, so
you
I
know,
can see a lot of shallots.
who's her favorite? My current favorite is Alton Brown eating on asphalt. Have you seen
Brown,
that?
He's intelligent cooking. I love him, too.
He is fantastic.
I totally agree with you. He seems real to me.
He's a role model. He is a role model. I mean, I'm going to try to do a documentary on the elections, and he's my role model. I'm going to try. I'm going to do a documentary. I'm organizing it. I want to be positive. It's really tough to beat the bushes, though, but it's fun.
Beat the bushes.
Beat the bushes.
Yeah, we found that out last election, didn't we?
Yes.
It's really hard to beat the bushes.
It is really hard to beat the bushes.
No, the other reason I called is,
yes,
you were talking about the most important issues, and I have two that weigh heavy on my heart, and I think that the American public would think so. The amount of fictitious jobs that are supposedly generated by the president that, you know, are supposed to be out there when the unemployment rate is so outrageously through the roof for people.
And
I mean,
wages
and
have gone down 7, 8, 19% for the middle and lower classes. Yep.
Oh, and it is just absolutely outrageous. You know, people with, you know, I know friends of mine who have bachelor's degrees that are making, you know, $8, $9 an hour. Mm. People with master's degrees. It's ridiculous. Yet the president, you know, is blowing smoke, excuse the phrase, but he's blowing smoke telling the, you know, American people, hey, you know, it's all, you know, cherries and candy,
you know.
And I just think we need a change in domestic policy, something that's going to, you know, give us a solid base, bring back the economy, like, you know, well, I hate to say it, but the Clinton days, you know.
You know, hey, I want to keep thinking about yesterday and bring it back. You know, I don't want to sing yesterday, you know, all our troubles were so far away, but it really does feel like that. I mean, it feels like we lived in the last innocent time in the world, and I just...
We sure did.
I don't want those days to be gone, though. I have this kind of corny as Kansas and Colorado, feeling about my country, and I don't ever want to lose that. I don't.
Well, you know, the Republican Party has bamboozled the American people, thinking that the world is irrevocably changed forever.
I know.
Because of, you know, 9/11 and terrorism, and they're coming to our shores now.
Yeah.
Well, the fact of the matter is, it isn't you know, we can make change that'll make a difference. It's just that he has them thinking not. And you know, and the other thing that weighs heavy on my heart is the fact that since when, and I'm trying to think of when exactly this, I guess it's been forever, but I mean, now that it's more out in the light, and I guess since Iraq and the confrontation over there, I hate to even call it a war, is so in the front, you know, so much in front of our eyes, that the fact that, you know, their religion is correct and everybody else, you know, Democrats are a heathen. I get told at work by people I'm a heathen because I'm a Democrat. Since when did Democrats become evil? I mean, that is crazy.
It is crazy, and it flies in the face of history. It flies in the face of everything. And you know, we've just got to keep fighting back and talking and trying to use reason and humor and any other arrow in our quiver, you know, because we have to. I'm overdue for a break, but it's been a joy to talk to you. Thank you for shallots, my friends.
No problem.
I just appreciate your
time. You're doing a fabulous job today.
I'm enjoying it immensely. I'm so glad. Thank you. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 9:44. Rick Morgan will become on traffic at this point in time. And Blender Soup, I promise, next segment on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Aaron, still a little bit slow southbound I-25 coming down from the north end from I-70 heading down into the downtown area. No big backup, just a lot of company as you head across downtown. Of course, downtown is going to be pretty busy today with the Rockies game being at 1 o'clock. So keep that in mind if you have any plans to head downtown, other than going to the game, of course. The rest of the drive on the highways looks good. I-25 through the bridges is moving along. No problems in and around the tech center. 225 and GCJ across Aurora. Same with I-70. Moving along up to speed on both sides of the city. And no worries getting yourself to and from Boulder on the turnpike right now. Weather forecast for the first day of summer. Going to be a hot one. Highs in the upper 90s. Clear skies tonight, low 60. Partly sunny tomorrow with a better chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon and a high of 93. Right now it's already 87. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
800-900-0427. 800-900-0427.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working in there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you could win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents, 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Bear.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
First of all, let's get one thing straight. Crack is cheap. I made too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack.
Oh, Whitney.
We don't do that.
Whitney.
Crack is whack.
Oh, Whitney. Ah. Yeah, that's a sad, sad tale. I can't find my bird story, but basically bobwhites, meadowlarks, they're all disappearing, like in huge numbers. Like, I'm going to mess up the numbers, so please don't quote me on this, but like 45 million bobwhites down to 5 million. It's that dramatic. I'm telling you, it's scary. I feel like Rachel Carson is singing somewhere. Josh, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Josh?
Hi, Aaron. Yeah,
hey.
You know, the thing I wanted to say is I've been hearing for years, Rudy Giuliani cleaned up New York.
Mm-mm.
And I don't think he did. I think Mm-mm. Bill Clinton cleaned up New York.
I think Bill Clinton helped a lot.
If you have a job and you're working at your job and then you're going home to a place you have to live and you have to cook dinner and then you go to sleep, you don't have time to go around committing crimes.
And you don't smoke crack.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you don't go crazy. Absolutely. No, it started changing. And some of it was changing because the neighborhoods got better, because people started, you know, caring more and investing more. It was, you know, it was a number of things. I mean, he made some cosmetic changes. I think we had to laugh because he claimed he cleaned up Times Square and there were no more hookers. But what actually happened was the hookers just moved to the vans and the Johns waited and moved to the street. So the Johns stood on the street waiting for a van of hookers to come by and pick them up. So it just changed the dynamic. But I don't think he was the be-all and end-all of New York, and people were really mad at him. He did a couple of he was not very nice to the firemen. He was not cool to African Americans in New York, certainly. I mean, he did some things that were absolutely flat-out wrong, and I wouldn't vote for him. Bloomberg, I think, has a better record as somebody who's taking care of New York in a good way. I don't like it that he suspended recycling, but my friend was telling me that it was for sound economic reasons. You know, I'll look into it. But I don't know, Josh, who are you leaning towards? Anybody, or are you still looking around?
Well, I'm waiting for Al Gore to get into the race and still pining over Howard Dean.
I am pining over Howard and Dean, and also, you know, I wasn't as fond of Howard Dean as maybe some, I have to state clearly, but he has won me over totally since. And I wasn't, you know, and I still feel wrong. I did not make fun of him for the scream because I thought he got a bad rap on that. But the problem was they made him look so bad. It was awful. But I really don't think he could have won. I do think.
No, I have to respectfully disagree on that because I think
I might be wrong. I might be wrong.
There, when you got into the policies, which would have happened during the actual election, I think he would have brought a lot of conservatives over. I mean, his first piece was, don't be in debt and don't run a deficit. And Vermont, when he was governor, was, you know, it was the only state when we had the economic downturn after Bush came into power that didn't go into the red because
yeah.
They had kept control of their financial house. And as a Democrat, I'm all for all the social programs, but if you don't keep control of the financial house, you can't pay for them.
And you're in trouble.
Conservative on the cash, and the Republicans, they spend like drunken sailors.
You raise a good point. He may have been able to win me over if he had been able to stay in the race. You know, I wasn't committed at that time. And
well, there was more to that, too. I mean, Club for Growth spent more than the Dean campaign did in anti-Dean ads in Iowa. So we had...
Yeah.
Republican 527.
Oh, they went after him.
Primary.
No, they went after him. But I got to tell you something, though. I still think that Gore won. I still think that John Kerry won. And I don't want to see our election stolen again. I really don't.
Oh, yeah.
I just, that's the thing. Even if I have to hold my nose slightly to vote for the Democrat I prefer, I will, because I really can't in good conscience vote for any Republican on the scene right now. I just can't. There's no way. So we'll see. But
Rich,
I appreciate
it. We've got to stop trying to think who can win and start trying to think about who's actually going to do what we want. Because the thing about who can win,
yeah,
that gets us vanilla candidates who don't stand out. And
very good points. Very good points. Thank you for calling in. Jaeger in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Jaeger.
Yeah, I want to talk about Giuliani and Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
My candidate is actually Edwards or possibly Gore, but I'm concerned that Giuliani, in head-to-head polls anyway, he fares quite well against all the leaders on the Democratic side.
I know.
And with Bloomberg coming in, that's going to take more votes away from the Democrats.
It might, very conceivably.
Basically,
it'll take votes away from
his values are Democratic.
No, and it'll take votes away from Giuliani, though, too. It'll take the moderate Republican vote away from him.
Yeah, but I'm concerned with the other. But Bloomberg is a good man. He has solved a hell of a lot of problems in New York City. He's got the finances of the city under control.
No, and he's very wealthy and can certainly fund it. Thank you so much for your call, Jaeger. I'm sorry to cut you a little bit short, but I do want to go to Pat in Boulder. But before I speak to you, Pat, I have to get the recipe out because I promised, and I don't want to make a promise I'm not keeping. This is Kirby Hart's Blender Potato Soup. One can of Campbell's potato soup. It works the best. I've tried other brands. I've tried organic brands. Stick with Campbell's. A few ounces, I'm not a measurer, of fresh mozzarella or cottage cheese, half of a mild onion, Vidalia's work great, or shallots to taste. I like it bitey and even put in a little garlic, too. A dollop of sour cream, make that a generous one. Sometimes I throw in cream cheese if I'm of a mood, but usually it's sour cream. Parsley, and then milk up to the rim of a blender or however smooth you like it to be, or if you like it a little chunkier, just put in more soup. Potato soup. Then add ice. Ice is key because it makes it crunchy and delicious. Now, I have whipped it to the point of smoothie creaminess too, but I have to say, and I'm salivating now while I talk, milk and ice. It's the ice that's crunchy that's the key. Then slice up some spring onions, the green chivy part, to garnish. And you can also substitute and add mushrooms or other little veggies if you want. I've thrown asparagus in it. I've thrown mushrooms in it. It's good any way you like it. Okay. And I'm searching for a good cucumber soup recipe, so next time we'll hear from somebody about that. Pat in Boulder, welcome.
Aaron, it's great to hear you on the air, and I better get right to the point here.
Yes, sir. I'm going to shut up now and let you talk.
No. It seems like there is no penalty for people who don't tell the truth anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why Scooter Libby's conviction was so gratifying to me.
Yep, me too.
And I even see columnists or, you know, calling for a pardon for him and things like this, but I don't know who my favorite candidate would be, but anyone who's authentic, who would tell the truth, because, you know, when you look at the lying that's going on right now, Gonzalez, Cheney, Bush, I mean, you have to have a below room temperature IQ to think these guys are telling the truth.
I know.
Gonzalez.
Yeah, I know. And it's really sad. And I think, and I don't understand why he isn't out of there, because he has done a disservice to a fine institution. I mean, when you start liking John Ashcroft better than Alberto Gonzalez, you know something's wrong. You know, and when you feel sorry for John Ashcroft, beleaguered in his bed, and they're pounding him, for that alone, the guy should be given the hook. You know, for going in and trying to badger him when he was having, you know, a horrible health time. That's just wrong.
It was like a scene out of The Godfather.
It's evil. I know. It was like a scene out of The Sopranos.
Exactly. And actually, you know, as a guy who grew up in a neighborhood controlled by organized crime in Chicago,
yeah,
these guys are worse.
They're worse. I agree.
At least there was
some nobility. I got you. I've got to go, but thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll miss you. All right. It's 303-713-7600. Keep listening to Progressive Talk all day long. And stay tuned for Mario coming up tomorrow. And thanks to John Turk. A big thank you, John Turk. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy
thank
the
you
Rocky
going.
Games. Go Rockies! Beat those damn Yankees.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Scan. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrange.com.